After an impressive opening night win, Chi High football headed home to take on a 1-0 DC Everest team that was still stinging from a one-point loss to the Cards 1 year ago.
Von Hayden back to pass, going to float it out right side. He's got a man across the 20. It's a foot race now. 45, 50, down the sideline. He's going to go all the way. Mason Howard, 93 yards to the house. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Ball's on the ground.
That's Chi High football.
Chi High has it at the 21-yard line. Knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone. First and 10, and the defense gets the ball back. Third and goal from the one, Chi High. Von Hayden under center. Everybody in tight. Now a man in motion left to right. There's the give right up the middle. Touchdown, Ryan Gaudet into the end zone. 12-0 Chi High. It's first and 10 from their own 42. Trailing 14-0. A touchdown would change that a lot. Babinski back to pass the lefty. Clean pocket, standing all alone. Now Zwiefelhofer has him. Babinski dances away. Babinski still holding, waiting. Now he's spun down and sacked. Oh, there was no one open. And finally, it's Wesley Tanzer who pulls Babinski down after Zwiefelhofer started the chaos.
Yeah, that's a team sack, definitely, there.
They'll call it second and 19 on the scoreboard. Ball spotted at the 33 on the near hash. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Babinski. Claps, calls for the ball. Waist-high snap, heavy pressure. Babinski's hit again. He's sacked again. Here, keep everything in front of you and see if the quarterback will sail one. Third and 27, Babinski rolling out to his left under heavy pressure again. Babinski going to heave it left side. Oh, he's got a man wide.
Oh, what a hit at the 45-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Dawson Goodman.
It had to be.
The receiver. I couldn't even see the number, but I just...
It had to be
Dawson Goodman.
It's number 23.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Babinski with single receivers left and right. Calls for the ball. Mass protection. Pump fakes. Now he's going to go over the middle. Deep over the middle. Intercepted in the end zone. A diving interception. And Chi High turns the Evergreens back.
And that's Jackson Google.
They'll send trips to that left side. And then Preston Miller, the 6'4 target on the right side. Babinski calls for the ball. The lefty back pass flushed out to his left. He's chased by two Cardinal defenders. Babinski throws left side, and it's intercepted across the 10-yard line. Flags on the play.
That's 20, a face mask.
25, 35, 40. Still loose for a moment and up to the 41-yard line.
And you're going
to
tack another 15 yards onto that. So we're going to have the ball at the 45, I think, with only 7.4 seconds left. And now Chi High, probably after that last interception, is just going to sit on it. But what a beautiful
Ezra Lindstrom again, this time on the interception.
So Chi High will start double wing formation, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Von Hayden, under center, he's going to roll out to his right, heavy pressure, throws right side. Mason Howard over the shoulder catch across the 40-yard line and up to the 42. Mason Howard, a brilliant catch. The senior at 5'10". Over the shoulder and a gain of 22. Howard in motion left to right. The give to Tester. Tester breaks the tackle. He's in the clear. 30, 25, 20. Being chased. Stiff arm to the 10 to the 5. Inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. A 40-yard romp for Mason Tester. First and goal from the 2-yard line for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals trying to break this 14-all tie. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden, feed the big fella, he's in, touchdown, Chippewa Falls. First and 10 from midfield, Babinski calls for the ball, low snap, ball is loose, it's hit, Chi High picks it up, right at midfield. And just like that, the defense takes the ball back. First and 10 from the Chi High 45, Babinski, pitch left side. That's Blake Bankston. Bankston spun down in the backfield, TFL there for the Chi High D.
42, read post again.
Howard in motion left to right, back to pass, Von Hayden. He's going to look deep, he's got a man open, over the shoulder, catch that Tester, inside the 30-yard line and down to the 25. Mason to Mason, Von Hayden to Tester, 27-yard pickup. And Howard the wingback, second and 1 from the 5-yard line. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. He's all alone. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. And the Cards take the lead with 3:22 to play.
That was great play. I thought Gaudet had the ball. He faked out everyone in the crowd up here. Just kind of pulled it out, and nobody was expecting him to take that out and go.
3:22 to play in the fourth. It's 28-21, the Cards, and their home opener. Winner goes to 2-0 in their non-conference campaign. Subi Mason. Long kick popped up a bit. It takes a little hop at the 20-yard line. No one fell on it, but Chi High. Oh, my goodness. DC Everest stayed away from the football, and Chi High takes it at the 22-yard line. Cardinal football.
Subi Mason took out Nick Bull's pitching wedge and just stopped that on a dime and pulled it back 5 yards for Chi High.
Chi High with Gaudette at the fullback, Howard and Tester, the wingbacks in the double wing formation. Third and goal from the 1 yard line, Chi High leading by 7. The give to Howard. Howard turns the corner, untouched, in the end zone. That should do it. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. For the second year in a row, they are unblemished in their non-conference start to the season. Chi High 2-0 as the clock hits zeros in the home opener here at DeRay. Your final score, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 35, the DC Everest Evergreens 21.
2-0. But now, the Big Rivers Conference schedule begins, and another unbeaten foe, the Hudson Raiders, are here in town. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to a beautiful Friday night underneath the lights here in Chippewa Falls. Maybe some weather coming in, but a capacity crowd probably soon to be on hand as we are set for the Big Rivers Conference opener pitting your 2-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 2-0 Raiders of Hudson. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Dave Check, Alan Dunham down on the field, hopefully staying dry throughout the evening tonight. It's a USA out in the student section. It is Veterans Night here tonight, and we're going to get to that in a moment, Dave Check, as there's things so much more important than the football game that will be played here tonight. But first, looking at this matchup, Chi High and Hudson, the last three times these two teams have met, a combined 13 points has separated them. Chi High has won 4 of the last 5 and 4 straight, but this has all the makings of an incredibly tight game for the BRC opener.
Yeah, boy, the table is set for an exciting one tonight, and you hit it right on the head. 2-0, both teams coming in, and this is the first game of the conference that both of these teams, as you had said, have played quite close at the end of the year. Chi High seems to have had their numbers, even in years where Hudson comes into the game 6-0 and Chi High struggling to get into the playoffs. They've pulled it off, and they've pulled it off well. Not only that, but as you said, we got the Veterans Night out here. And add to that excitement that we might get a little bit of thunder and lightning. Hopefully not, but we're definitely going to get a little bit of rain out here. But that'll blow through, and we should have a beautiful game.
The only thunder and lightning I'm hoping to see is from the Chi High backfield here tonight with that triumvirate of fantastic backs. We'll dive into that a little bit later. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. But first, this is Veterans Night, and funds and warm winter clothing donations being solicited tonight for the Hands Foundation to help our homeless veterans. This is an interview going back to last year with head coach Chuck Rakovich that we had on our sister station, WWIB. Take a listen. We are joined by Chippewa Falls head football coach Chuck Rakovich. A very special night coming up on the field. It's going to be a great game, two unbeaten teams. But off the field, before the game, there's something, coach, that's very, very close to your heart that we've seen for multiple years now. It's Veterans Night, and so there'll be some salutes to those who have served our country, but also a tangible way to help homeless veterans. And I know that's something that you've told me for many years. Those two words should never, ever be put together, homeless and veteran. And yet, unfortunately, it is a reality. And so you guys as a football team and all of us as a community are saying there's something that we can do about that.
You know, we can't do enough for those guys. And these guys need to be honored, these veterans, for everything that they've done. You know, when they volunteer, when they sign up to go into the military, they give our country a blank check, and we're just so thankful. And I'm happy that our young men that play on our football program have gathered around this event and really have bought into it.
And this is kicking off something that's going to go on really throughout the month, right?
Right. It all started with Scott Merrier, an old fraternity brother of mine that started this Hands Foundation, because he told me one time about homeless veterans, and I didn't even know there was such a thing. And he talked about the problem he had with hats and gloves and socks and scarves and things in the wintertime for homeless vets. And little old ladies were sitting around knitting these things, and they couldn't make enough of them. So I thought, well, I want to help him out. And we came up with this idea of our Veterans Appreciation Night, where we do gather gently used new clothing items, winter jackets, blankets, socks, underwear, things like that. For 8 years, we've gathered in excess of 100,000 items for homeless veterans. They conduct their monthly, rendezvous, I guess that's the way to put it, where the homeless people can come in, homeless veterans can come in and pick up items that they need. And it's become a gathering place for these veterans, and a lot of education takes place there. You know, the other thing that people don't realize is that a lot of homeless veterans have been placed in homes and back on their feet by just visiting this site over there. So there's a lot that goes into this, and we're just playing a small part by providing as much warm clothing. And you guys all know what it's like here in the wintertime if you don't have the appropriate clothing.
And, Coach, so not only do we have this drive that's going on where folks, again, there's usually a trailer right outside Jarray Field where folks can bring, again, those gently used winter clothing items like hooded sweatshirts, cotton or wool socks, long johns, men's underwear, personal hygiene items, etc., but also something that I know we're very excited about this year, Miracle Minute. And tell us a little bit about what that is at the end of quarter number one.
We really get the entire team involved in this. And our freshman players, we have around 50 of them this year. They'll make a tunnel for the anthem. The freshman players make a tunnel, and the veterans go through the tunnel. The kids shake their hands and so on and so forth. And in between the first and second quarter, we have this Miracle Minute where the freshman team take a bucket and they send it through the crowd. And whatever they can give, a quarter, a nickel, a dime, a dollar, whatever, they put in that bucket. And the past few years, we've averaged right around $2,000. And that money then is taken to Mason Shoes, and they agreed to sell winter boots for our homeless vets. So all that money goes to that.
I know the Hands Foundation, there's opportunities always to give. A folks say, I might not be at the game, but I'd still like to help our homeless veterans. You welcome those folks to give as well.
Oh, absolutely. If they need to contact me, I can steer them in the right direction.
Well, Coach, you're a fantastic leader of young men. You've been doing it for a long time, not just coaching football, but molding and shaping these guys from boys to men. And thank you. We love what you're doing here, and thank you so much.
I just feel like it's a small part that I can do to help our country, our community, and that's what I do. I signed on to be a football coach. I enjoy every second of it, and I'm blessed to be able to do it.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry, near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. It's Veterans Night, a little bit overcast here. Two unbeaten square off, Chi-High and Hudson. Big Rivers Conference opener here with head coach Adam Cowles. Coach, 2-0, impressive wins against both Hudson and, against Marshfield and Stevens Point. Probably what really jumps off the page is you only allowed a touchdown in each of those games.
Yeah, the D played really well, and, you know, kind of that's how it goes sometimes in the early games. Sometimes it takes the offense to get going a little bit. You know, we didn't do great offensively the first game, but the defense really rose after the first drive Marshfield scored, and after that they really did a good job and really played well against Stevens Point in week two. We made a real jump from game week to one, or one to two, and we really rode our defense.
Coach, of course, a lot of attention played to Will McDonald, but you also have a lot of opportunistic players on the back end of that defense, and probably a player of his caliber changes the other offensive game plan a lot of the time.
Yeah, he does, you know, and whether, you know, the D-line that might didn't get a lot of sacks last week, but all their pressure that they got on the quarterback, really led to some tough throws, and linebackers making tips, backs, and you know, right, you're exactly right, it's opportunistic, but it's the idea is, hey, we're trying to put pressure, we're trying to make it hard on them, and it kind of is a team defensive effort.
For Chippewa Falls, identical start, 2-0, just like last year, but a massive changeover with 28 seniors graduated. What do you see on tape from them this year?
They reload. You know, it's amazing. I'm amazed at what Rayco can do year in and year out, and they reload. And, you know, their lower levels are always great. They're competitive. They run their system, and they do it well, and that's why they can just reload. If you aren't a system team like they are, it's hard to do that. You lose 28 guys, and now it's going to be a dip. But there just isn't, because they're so good at what they do.
And finally, Coach, things going on that are so important off the field as well. Veterans Night here, donations for the Hands Foundation, homeless veterans. Again, I know you guys in Hudson are always on the lookout for causes to support as well, too, to let these young men build character.
It's outstanding. You know, we're privileged to be here tonight, and we talked about it all week with our guys. You know, we're able to do what we do because of what those veterans do and all the sacrifices they made. We're just playing a football game. We're lucky to be playing a football game because of the opportunity that the men and women that are veterans give us. So we're just pleased to be here.
Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Cowles of the Hudson Raiders. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. We're talking with head coach Rayco next on WOGO Sports.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, paging 57.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set!
One! Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show on Veterans Night and Big Rivers Conference opening night here in Chippewa Falls at DeRay Field here with head coach Chuck Rakovich of the unbeaten Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Hudson Raiders. Coach, first and foremost, before we get into this game off the field, I know we're going to be re-airing an interview we had with you last year. Very important things that go way beyond just a football game.
Well, this is our way of bringing attention to a population that we have in our country, our veterans, and even more so our homeless veterans. And this is our way to thank them and our way to put light on these guys. And, hopefully we can make an impact in a small way.
Again, kicking off everything for the Hands Foundation throughout the month of September and urging everyone, if you're listening to the pregame show tonight, to be generous for that miracle minute between quarters one and two. Coach, on the field, 13 points have separated you and Hudson the last three games combined. It always seems to be a phenomenal matchup, and they've reloaded very well once again, and they've got a game record on the defensive line.
Well, they do. They got a Wisconsin Badger on their D-line, you can't pick who you play against. You know, they're on the schedule. We're going to play. Our kids are they're ready.
Coach, finally, offensively, I mean, it still seems to be the key. I know you've told the Chippewa Herald this as well. Just don't give the ball to the other team.
Well, that's it. The turnovers. We talked about this after the last game when you think about the D.C. Everest game. If they didn't have the turnovers they did, that probably would have been a different game. So turnovers are key.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you after the game. Best of luck tonight. And, again, can't wait to honor our veterans.
Yeah, neither can I. Thank you.
This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. That's head coach Chuck Rakovich. It's the Cards and the Raiders, Hudson and Chippewa Falls, here from DeRay Field at Chi High. Thanks for joining us on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Hey, it's Caleb again for Orange Impression. Every business has strengths and weaknesses. Here at Wib & Wogo, we knew that one of our biggest weaknesses was our websites. With the pace of a digital world, we'd fallen behind. I was embarrassed at how clunky they looked when people tried to pull them up on their phones. Enter Jesse Hamble, yeah, the guy from 513 Free, and his company, Orange Impression. Orange Impression helped us massively update our digital brand, including websites we're truly proud of. If you need a hand too, go to eauclaireorange.com.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. careers.fleetfarm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's game time on a beautiful Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports. This has been the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And again, I think one of the first and foremost keys tonight is to remember why we're here, Dave Check. And it goes so much beyond just this football game, as we had a beautiful rendition from Roxy Rakovich of God Bless the USA, a big flag unfurled at midfield from these two teams. It goes so much beyond what happens between the chalk lines tonight.
Yeah, holy cow, Caleb. I mean, that's exactly what I was going to start out with right there. Hard to think about the keys to the game, seeing what we just saw. Roxy Rakovich singing is just incredible. Brings a tear to my eye. Got my father out there on Veterans Night Day sitting on the end zone. Just an excellent thing what they do here to honor the veterans and all the players, and seeing the Hudson players and the Chi players come together to unfurl that flag. That's really the key to this particular game. So here's the kickoff.
Subi Mason, the senior, the run-up and the left-handed boot, and we are underway. Good to have you with us as the kickoff will trail into the chalk inside the 20-yard line down to the 15. It'll trickle out of bounds. We saw Subi do that last week, but it actually stopped inbounds, and Chi-High got the recovery. No such luck to start off against Hudson. Those were your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chi-High 2-0 coming off 38-7. Victories at Holman, and then last week 35-21 over DC Everest right here at Dre Field. Hudson defeated Marshfield 34-7, and then in their home opener all over Stevens Point 38-7 last week. Forced 8 turnovers, 7 in the first half, had a running clock going into the third quarter as they were up 35-0 at the break. Great atmosphere, as we mentioned earlier on the Culver's Kickoff Show. It's a USA out in the student section for Veterans Night, and again, the miracle minute coming after quarters 1 and 2, and you're encouraged tonight and all throughout the month of September to bring your donations for the Hands Foundation for our homeless veterans. Hudson will start first and 10 at the 35-yard line after the kick out of bounds. They'll send a man in motion left to right. The give off the left side. Good pursuit by Chi-High and meeting the ball carrier right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Hudson is clad in their traveling white uniforms with the dark gray pants, the white helmets, dark gray numerals, and lettering Chi-High resplendent in their cardinal red home jerseys, jet black pants with the red stripes, the black numerals, white piping, and matte black helmets as well with the CF insignia. Second and 10 after no gain on first down for Hudson. Back to pass for the first time, going deep down the middle of the field, and it's almost intercepted at the 41-yard line of Chippewa Falls.
That was number 26 on the almost interception. That was
Trayson Bovee is Bovee. What we have down here. I believe the first time we've called his name yet this season, and he had a bead on that one. Quarterback for Hudson, as we get you caught up here, is Jake Busson, a 6-foot, 175-pound senior. Wears number 2 for head coach Adam Cowles. And this Hudson program, it's now a 3rd and 10 for Hudson from the 35-yard line. Man in motion left to right. with three wide. Back to pass, Bussin, heavy pressure, throws to the middle. He's got a man wide open. 40-yard line, 45, has the first down. Spun down close to midfield, fighting for the 49-yard line. Gain of 14 on third and 10, and Hudson moves the chains. They had a big play passing game last week against Stevens Point. And really impressive to start this drive as well on a third and 10. Bussin on the year, completing 57% of his passes, almost 15 yards per attempt, one touchdown, one pick, 104 pass yards per game. Sometimes Ryan Schultz has been rotating in there as well. First and 10, just shy of midfield. Bussin going to keep it himself for the first time off right guard, and he is not going to find any room as he gets to midfield for a gain of one and then is turned back.
Jai High can keep that stout defense up front and make them pass. At some point in time, they're going to find Dawson Goodman back there.
Down to the field for the first time tonight with our sideline reporter, Alan Dunham. And Alan, just a beautiful night and a wonderful atmosphere here on Veterans Night.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind is Dawson Goodman got hurt in practice. Not sure how much we'll see.
Hudson on second down will run it toward their own sideline and get maybe two. And that's it. It'll be another third and long for the Hudson Raiders, and the Chi High defense now on downs one and two. The first couple series, we'll see if they can.
Alan, are you saying that's official? He's not in there right now, and is that
yes,
why we called that name?
That's why you called Drayson Bovey's name. Okay. That would be Dawson's spot.
Third and eight, Hudson from the 49-yard line. Chi High, Bussin back to pass, flags on the play, sets up a screen. Right side, got a man across the 50, 45, 40-yard line. First down and more inside the 40 and down to the 35. Again, flags flew very early in that play.
Be surprised if that was a hold. Hudson did a good job letting the offensive lineman come upfield so that they could jump it.
I think illegal motion.
That's a big penalty that helps Chi High out. You are correct there.
It is an illegal motion penalty against Hudson, and they had Andrew Caples, the 5'8 senior fullback, 180-pounder, wide open on the left side for another big gain on third and long, but this is going to make third and eight a third and 13, and will send Hudson back to their side of the 50 in this battle of Big Rivers Conference unbeatens here on WOGO Sports. You can watch and listen to tonight's game via Cardinal TV on YouTube. Just search CFHS Media on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe and catch our WOGO audio with Cardinal home games all throughout the football season.
Officially just a little bit over 12 yards here, probably four down territory.
Trips to the right, back to pass, design rollout to his right for Hudson, throws right side, it's high, it's in there, the interception, and the 20.
Jackson Google with the interception.
Jackson Google, that is his third pick of the season. He's also recovered a fumble for good measure. Tip drill there, and Jackson Google, Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, you can't forget about Jackson Google down there. We mentioned Dawson Goodman, but we're going to hear that name, Jackson Google, just as much. He has come up big.
Third
this year
and long.
And last year.
They force Bussin into a tough throw on the move, and he just sailed it a bit. And Chi High will start first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. 9:44 to go, first quarter underneath the lights here at Duray. Double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden, the senior, gives to his fullback straight up the middle, bouncing off one tackle. Turn back at the 33-yard line is Ryan Gaudette.
The number on, 21, Ryan Gaudette.
Again, we saw Ryan Gaudette kind of shifting back and forth at that fullback position last week. He's also getting quite a few carries and a touchdown for the Cards last week. It was Nathan Drevis. Second and eight after a gain of two officially for Chi High. Double wing, double tight. Flip on the right side. There's Mason Tester, and Tester spun down behind the line of scrimmage back at the 31-yard line. Preeminent on this Hudson defensive line is big Will McDonald. His older brother Cade plays for the Wisconsin Badgers. Will has received and accepted a preferred walk-on offer with Wisconsin as well. He's a big fella at 6'5", 250. Has a couple tackles for loss, nine tackles and a sack so far in the young season. 39 Chi High from their own 31, 8:42 and counting to go. Von Hayden, the senior signal caller under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden going to roll out to his left, looking to pass for the first time. Throws it high, and it's intercepted at the 46-yard line. Coming the other way for Hudson, 40, 35, 30, and the quarterback's trade interceptions. And that is Tyler Lassar, the 6'3", 200-pound sophomore defensive back. And now Hudson has a first and 10 and golden opportunity for the first score of this game as the quarterback's trade picks.
That was a well-designed play for Chi High. Actually, good play action on that one. Got him to the outside, relatively little pressure. Just threw that one over. I think he was throwing to the underneath man. May have been close to a first down, but just overthrew it. And
Hudson stout on the defensive line. Good pass rush, and then just ball hawks on the back end. Seven interceptions against Stevens Point last year. Admittedly, Spash puts it in the air a lot, but you can't fake that. Quarterback going to keep it himself off the left side.
Really nice tackle by Mason Minarski.
Minarski from his linebacking position minimizes the game there. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. Bussin from the gun, keeping himself option pitch right side. That's Caples inside the 20-yard line. Barrel down after a first down gain all the way down to the 16. Andrew Caples, the senior fullback, is Hudson on the move with 7:51. The clock stops temporarily. Still no score here at DeRay. Battle of Big Rivers unbeatens, but Hudson winning the field position battle after two turnovers early. So Caples the fullback with Bussin in the backfield. Trips to the left, single receiver slot to the right, ball at the 17-yard line of Chai High. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Flags all over the place. In fact, all the officials on the field threw a flag on that one.
That was an illegal shift.
Another illegal shift against Hudson.
You know, and Hudson does a lot of movement back there before. So, you know, not a surprise that they would get a couple of those penalties early on.
They got a couple guys moving at the same time. So from the 17 back to the 22, it'll be first and 15. No score with 7:31 to play. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you, your WOGO Sports crew. This is the WISSports.net Quick Trip Game of the Week. Thank you for all your votes, getting some attention here to our community. Man in motion left to right, faking the jet sweep and giving it right up the middle and popped inside the 20-yard line at the 18 was Justin Roby, the halfback. He's a junior, 5'11", 185.
Thomas Clary from the inside linebacker spot making a great stop.
So second and long.
Doing a pretty good job staying to their job, staying to their lanes there with all this misdirection and option play by Hudson. Not only a great passing game, but really a great option game too.
Second and 12, Hudson from the 19 of Chai High. First foray into the red zone for either team tonight. Man in motion left to right. Jet sweep give. Stretching it out as Chai High hitting him right at the line of scrimmage and falling forward to the 15. That's Ross Yeager, another one of the halfbacks. They love to put their halfbacks in motion. 6 foot, 185-pound junior is Yeager. And Carter Bovey with the stop. And Yeager is stopped shy of the 15, actually, at the 16. So once again, a third and long for Hudson.
Mason Minarski also on the tackle, and he's been sideline to sideline from that inside linebacker spot.
Twins right, single receiver left. Two men in the backfield with the senior quarterback. Rolling out to his right, he throws to the end zone. It's high, and it's caught for a touchdown. Just going over the top of everyone, Tyler Lessard. He's 6'3". We saw a little bit of that difficulty last week against D.C. Everest. Height at the wide receiver position, and Chai High had a couple players.
Ezra Lindstrom, I think, was in the perfect position to pick that one off, but just the height from the player behind, he didn't even jump. I don't think he just kind of stood there, and the ball went over Lindstrom and right into his hands.
So it's 6-0 Hudson. Chai High trailing for the first time this season. Extra point is good, and it's 7-0 Hudson with 6:05 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. Chai High football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wurzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wurzgalla.com.
Chi High trailing for the first time this season. They'll await the kickoff, and it's received at the 5-yard line far hash. Straight ahead to the 10, cutting across the field at the 15-yard line, met by a wall of white. Is, I believe, Mason Howard and Chi High unfavorable starting field position. They'll need to get the offense in gear, trailing the Hudson Raiders 7-0. Five Big Rivers Conference teams unbeaten going into week three. This is two of them, River Falls and New Richmond, two more. So, again, only a maximum of three BRC teams could be unbeaten after the night is through.
Big Rivers played the what looks to be the bottom of the Valley teams, went through them pretty easily.
First and 10, Chi High from their own 14-yard line. Mason Tester. Tester has a little bit of a crease across the 20-yard line. He's slammed hard to the turf up at the 27, then the 28-yard line. Excuse me, the 24. And that's a gain of, they'll call it 9 on first down. .535 and counting, first quarter. Overcast skies, lights on right away here at Duray. Second and 1 from their own 23 for Chi High, trailing 7-0 early on in this game. Tester in motion. Give to Mason Howard. Howard gets the first down and able to scamper across the 25 up to the 27. They may give him the 28. Mason Howard with a tough run between the tackles. A lot of energy here in the crowd tonight, but a little quiet after that first score from Hudson. We'll see if Chi High can get him back in the action. Von Hayden back to pass, heavy pressure, throws it left side, leaping pass defense. And that was number 20 for Hudson. That's Jack LeBlanc. He's a junior DB at 5'10". He went high to knock that one down.
That's the same play that worked for Chi High for a couple big plays last week. Hudson is playing much more pass defense than DC Everest last week.
So no gain, of course, on the play in second and 10. It brings up for Chi High from their own 28. Double wing, double tight. Tester, Howard, and Gaudette, the backs. Flip to Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner of the 30-yard line. He's turned back in by the Huds defense. I think that was Healy first in on the stop. Tyler Lessard, I'll excuse myself. Lessard, who just caught that touchdown pass.
Give him to the 34, a nice 6-yard gain.
Again, the Cards in no trouble here, just trailing by a single score. It's unfamiliar territory early on in the season to be trailing at all, but they've shown the ability to move the line of scrimmage a bit. Third and 4. Flip right side, that's Tester. Tester being pursued, trying to turn the corner with a stiff arm. He will not turn the corner, and he's drugged down back at the 31 for loss of 3, but a flag.
Might be a hold unless the stiff arm drew a face mask penalty, but Tester just can't get anything going on that right side.
Right for the indication, it is a hold against Chippewa Falls.
Let's see what Hudson does. They're going to force him back. Otherwise, it'd be a 3rd and 5.
And this Hudson defense, the stiffest test so far for Chi High's offense. Mason Tester came into the game 21 carries for 233 yards, averaging 11.1 per carry. And actually, Hudson looks like they've declined this penalty, and Chi High will punt.
Because it'll be 4th down. That was my mistake. Good call to decline it, make it 4th and 8.
So the Hudson return man will stand at his own 37-yard line awaiting this punt. Bobbled snap, but light pressure. Good high left-handed boot, left-footed boot, excuse me. Return from the 30 to the 35, angling out of bounds. Chopped down just past the 40-yard line. And Hudson, strong starting field position as they lead by a score and looking for more. I believe that was Ross Yeager on the return.
Ross Yeager caught that ball a lot like Goodman did last week, over his shoulder, running back. Saved a lot of yardage, as that probably would have rolled down to the 20 with that little knuckleball.
As Coach Rakovich pointed out last week, that 35-21 victory over DC Everest, that margin of victory didn't really spell out how close that game was. as the Evergreens came back from down 14-0 to tie that game on two different occasions in the second half. First and 10, Hudson from their own 40-yard line, leading 7-0, 4:11 to go here in the first quarter on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Man in motion left to right for Bussin, the quarterback. High pitch. It's on the ground. It's loose. It's still loose, and Hudson trying to fall on it. Chai high. It's still loose, and they will get it at the 28-yard line. Oh, my goodness, like a greased watermelon. That ball squirted out between about five pairs of hands, and the Cards finally corral it.
And that's why you stick with it right there. Not only is that a loss of, it looks like, 32 yards on the play, but Chihai picks the ball up in great field position. And look at the momentum just switch with this crowd.
Wesley Tanzer coming to get the student section on their feet, and that was just, I'd have to say it, a pretty difficult decision by the quarterback to pitch that ball, and it certainly did not pay off. First and 10, Chihai from the 28-yard line, double wing, double tight flip to Mason Howard. Avoids a man in the backfield. Great jitter step, like a little water bug. Mason Howard across the 25 and down inside the 25 to the 21, knocking on the door of the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Of course, brought to you by Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Gain of 6 for Mason Howard.
Howard's had a bunch of good games so far. Tester having a little bit of slow going right now.
And the officials are stopping play, and I wonder if they saw what I just saw, and that was some lightning in the northern sky.
Equipment timeout.
All right, good.
Okay.
Then I'll just pretend that I didn't see that.
Right when Chihai gets the momentum, and Caleb's trying to shut her down.
Second and 4 from the 22, ball on the near hash, double wing, double tight for Chihai. Oh, some early movements. And flags fly from the side judge on the near side, and I believe it will be a procedure penalty against the Cards. Second and 4 becomes second and 9.
You know, it's interesting. Will McDonald, number 17, as you talked about, he's sitting here on the left side of Chihai's offense, and yet that's where we're getting most of our running with Howard. We're not getting anything on the right side right now.
I'm going to need to correct myself, Alan. It looks like, is this one being marched off? It is encroachment against Hudson.
I'm seeing what you're seeing, unfortunately, Caleb.
I think Hudson jumped on movement on the motion for Chihai, so a nice penalty in favor of Chihai.
First and 10, and now the Cards are in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone with 3:25 to play in the first quarter. Mason Von Hayden back to pass. He stumbles. Lost the ball. It's still loose. It's still squirting around.
There's a flag
around
on the play.
And Hudson falls on it. Will McDonald at the 25, looking for his second fumble recovery.
I think the ref picked the flag up. I think it came out accidentally. Oh, that's going to count.
So the two teams trade turnovers as Von Hayden just swarmed in the backfield. He loses the football, and Will McDonald, the future Badger, picks it up. First and 10, Hudson from their own 25. Momentum just being yanked back and forth by these two defenses.
Well, we expected that. The only problem is with the heart and soul of Chihai's defense injured right now.
Dawson Goodman back in the game.
We'll see if he can play. Obviously, he's a little bit hurt. But a Dawson Goodman hurt is better than a lot of players unhurt.
Bussin give right up the middle, and Chihai says no, sir, at the 25-yard line. Maybe
Reed
even
post.
A loss. Reed Post knifing into the backfield. And it's a loss of 1, the TFL for Post on first down. Under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Trips to the left. In fact, twin receivers left and right. Give right up the middle. Chihai not fooled by the quarterback action on the read option. And no room for Andrew Caples as he is spilled right across the 25 up to the 26. And I'm just going to try not to look at that northern skyline right now. We want to keep this game going.
That northern skyline is going the other way from us, and it's a long ways away, so maybe it's not anything that will affect us.
Third and 8, Hudson from the 27-yard line. Man in motion left to right. Back to pass, Bussin under heavy pressure. He's going to throw it left side. He's got a man across the 25 to the 30-yard line, breaking one tackle, fighting across the 30 and up to the 32, but still about 3, maybe 4 yards shy of the stick. Good team tackling defense by Chihai. And I would think that Coach Cowles will send in his punting unit, and he will, leading 7-0. And inside his own 35.
Really nice job by the defense to cover everything deep. He had to throw it short, and the defense rallied up and made the tackle.
Yeah, a bunch of defenders in there on that one, too. He had no chance of getting to the first down marker.
So I believe we do have Dawson Goodman back to receive this kick. Ball at the 32, punter standing at his own 18-yard line. High snap, corralled well. Pressure light, high kick, booming up into the lights, but short, fair catch called for at the 42, maybe the 43-yard line, and best starting field position of the night for the Chi High offense. They've moved the ball a bit in time to have a clean drive and tie this game at 7. Minute 24 remaining in the first quarter.
And I'm wondering what kind of contact you have to have interference with the punt returner, because Dawson Goodman called fair catch. And then as he was running up towards the ball, another player got in his way for Hudson, and he had to go around him to make that fair catch.
And Coach Rakovich wanting a little bit of an explanation on the sidelines here.
There's a penalty on the play, and Chi High is going to ask for a re-kick.
So they had the ball at the 43, but now we'll back Hudson up. Another motion penalty against the Raiders. And so now Mason Howard will head out there to receive.
Interesting. We have them. I mean, we got our best field position, and we had Goodman out there. Now we don't have Goodman out there.
They want to go after this kick.
Now we have an official stopping.
Now we have a weather delay.
I believe it was the official from the side judge official's timeout. And you can hear the groans from the student section. And again, we've been expecting and anticipating this. A minute 24 remaining in the first quarter. Chi High will be getting the ball back after the punt. The teams will be clearing the field. Most of the fans will be leaving the stadium as well in the metal bleachers. 7-0 Chi High. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll take a look at the radar and see whether we want to resume our regularly scheduled programming here for a bit on WOGO or fill some time. Give us 2 minutes and we'll make those calls here on WOGO Sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Well, the Miracle Minute is going to take a little bit longer than a minute to get to that. We have 1:24 left in the first quarter, but we are under a lightning delay here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, and it doesn't look like it's going to be over anytime soon. The crowd's starting to file out, some of them. Student section's still about half full, but we'll look at the radar here, and it just looks like this could take a bit, folks, so we'll try and get you updated on our social media when we do hear anything as far as when this game might resume. But first, just real briefly here, Dave Check, I mean, thoughts overall? I mean, it's an opportunity here for both teams. For one thing, you want to stay loose physically, but also for Chi High, I mean, this momentum has just swayed back and forth and back and forth in this game, and they have a golden opportunity coming up here after the punt when we do resume to hopefully be able to get this game tied up at seven. But, I mean, they've turned the ball over twice. Hudson has as well, and I think both coaches have to say, man, we've made some unforced errors in this first half.
Yeah, incredibly sloppy games so far. Otherwise, unless you want to call it opportunistic for the defense, obviously the interceptions created and, you know, the fumbles were just basically lost balls from what I saw. And really no excuse for that. Field's not wet right now. Wait till another hour from now and they're going to have plenty of water to deal with. But like you said, it's a game of momentum, and those big plays really swing it back and forth. Really, you know, you can feel when Hudson went up 7-0 and got the ball back at the 30-yard line, just deflated and thinking that this was about to get out of hand. And then, you know, one play later, 30 yards down the field, and Chi High's got the ball. So,
well, we will look forward to this game resuming. And, again, both teams have to deal with the exact same circumstances. Chi High, of course, is in their home locker rooms and such. But we're hoping that this weather does not last long. But not really sure exactly what we may see here. So we'll probably batten down the hatches a bit here at DeRay, and hopefully the weather will clear up soon. A quick reminder that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Again, stay tuned to our social media, WOGO Radio on Facebook, at WOGO Sports on Twitter, as we will keep you updated as soon as we find out how soon this game might resume. Typically, in situations like these, Dave, when the call is made that the weather has cleared enough, they'll probably give, I would say, a 20 to 30 minute warning, so to speak, about when the game might resume, so that the teams have adequate time to get back out here in a way restart the game in terms of stretching and getting ready to play again.
Well, as fans, I think you're looking at the rain as being something, but I don't think the refs really care about the rain. We're going to get what they look for is the lightning, and they wait for, I think it's 15 or 20 minutes to clear after the last lightning strike, and that's when they're going to go. So a lot of frustration, because you'll be out there and you'll be saying, you know, it's 14 minutes and we're about to get back out there, and then you'll see another one, and you just never know.
So we will, again, be watching the radar. We're looking at the National Weather Service picture as well. And, again, you see some of those nasty orange and deep maroon and purple moving our way. We're just hoping that it's moving quickly enough that we're able to resume this game before too much time has passed. What a way to head into the Labor Day weekend. So we will send you back to our regularly scheduled programming on WOGO Radio. Then we'll resume on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV as soon as we are allowed to here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. I'm Caleb Swenson for Dave Check and Alan Dunham. We'll say so long, hopefully for not too long, here on WOGO Sports as we resume our regularly scheduled programming on WOGO. We'll get back to the game soon. Well, deja vu all over again after a weather delay that's going to end up being about an hour and 40 minutes. The student section is on their feet, and the Chi High Cardinals are sprinting back out onto the field as we have endured a very, very long weather delay with not a lot of weather here in this immediate area, Dave Check, but with a minute 24 left in the first quarter and 10 minutes on the clock right now for warmups, we are close to getting back to football.
Yeah, a lot of talk here about trying to figure out a little better way to scientifically do this than just looking in the skyline and seeing. Got to figure there's probably some teams in Iowa that don't get to play for about 2 or 3 hours before that storm goes by with what we do here. Because, you know, that the lightning that went by, yeah, we did have the lightning here, but, you know, the lightning that we saw to the north of us was a good probably 10, 15 miles away, but we can still see it in the skyline, and so you don't start until half hour after the last sight.
Well, it's good to be back here again. The teams are resuming warm-ups, just, I mean, as a parent of a number of players in the Czech family, as a former player yourself, what in the world
Talk
do you
Radio
think these kids are doing
W-O-G-O
for the last almost hour and 45 minutes. As you know, you want them to stay mentally engaged, but it's really hard to do that for such a long downtime.
Yeah, and you know, you got to remember, we just got done with watching the first quarter of a game almost that really momentum had a big part of it. You know, you had those big plays, and swings of momentum are huge. And you know, we saw Hudson go up 7-0, get the ball at the 30-yard line, and thought things could be pretty ugly. And then all of a sudden, things swung the other way. And now all of a sudden, you just hit the complete reset button. You know, so it's tough to say. I mean, every kid treats it differently. They definitely got to come out here and warm up again, treat it like maybe just an extended halftime or something like that. You know, obviously the biggest example is going back to that Medford game of 2013, when we were at Medford. Friday got rained out, come back Saturday, and then Saturday they wound up playing the game all the way to overtime. Medford got stopped in overtime, and we were ready to have Chihai come out there with basically three plays to win it. And we got stopped with a active shooter at Medford.
Yeah.
And they weren't allowed to go back on the field until the active shooter was caught, and he was caught in Chippewa County. So 2 hours later, those kids had to come out and warm up for three plays.
Speaking of kids, the student section stayed out in, again, it wasn't really a pelting rain, but a light rain, until they were literally forced to leave the metal bleachers for safety's sake as well, too. But I got to give a shout-out to the student section. They were having a lot of fun out in the weather and even requesting songs over the stadium loudspeakers, having a great time, and their energy was fantastic. And all the way across the way here at DeRay Field, the Let's Got the Spirit chants and the We've Got Spirit. Yes, we do. We've Got Spirit. How about you? We're just kind of echoing across DeRay here a few minutes ago as everybody is pumped for this game to begin. And we're on a Friday night. We're heading to a Labor Day weekend. Nobody's got to get up early in the morning, at least for these youngsters probably. And great to see that energy out there. And I think the teams feed off that as well.
Well, there's no doubt that both of these fan sections are excited, and the teams do feed off of that. And, you know, they've been keeping it up, and they're going to keep it up all the way until 10 o'clock. But the question is, out on the field, you know, you got to give them something to get excited about, and that's where the momentum comes. You get that big turnover, and your fans are loud, and all of a sudden the other fans are quiet, and you just feel it. You feel it, and, you know, it just kind of tingles when your entire fan base is up and they're shouting, and you really build on that as a player. So, you know, Chihai is going to start with the ball here, hopefully. I think we ended on in a penalty. We could have taken the ball, I think, at about the 35, 40, but we ended with a penalty. We took the penalty, so they're going to repunt. I was thinking about that, you know, while they're having a 20, 30, 40-minute rain delay. I don't know. Actually, probably closer to an hour and a half.
I think
now.
It's going to end up being about an hour and 45 minutes or so.
Thinking about that as the punt returner, thinking, well, you better get nice and warmed up, because hate to come out cold when the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to have to catch a big punt.
Again, we've seen two fumbles and two interceptions split evenly. I mean, both of these teams would say the key is taking the ball away and not giving it up. And neither team offensively has to be real happy with their ball security. Defensively, you're pretty impressed. And I mean, we just have to say as well, too, Will McDonald looks every inch a future Badger. And it seems like, I know Travis Wilson, who's here covering the game for Wiss Sports, said, man, that kid looks like an absolute steal for Wisconsin as a preferred walk-on.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a preferred walk-on. What I can tell you is that not only does he look huge up here, but during the rain delay, I was down there, got a chance to stand up next to him, and he's every bit as advertised standing right next to him, too. But you are right. If he's a preferred walk-on, you know, the Badgers have done a great job with that in the past. You're talking about, you know, some can afford it. The scholarship is not something that's going to make or break them. A lot of kids pay for college as it is. So the Badgers have this program where a preferred walk-on is as good as getting a scholarship just about anywhere else, and they get the chance to work their way into it. Look at the history that we've had. You know, Chad Cascadden from Chippewa Falls wound up being a walk-on that wound up going to the NFL. And, of course, Jimmy Leonard was a walk-on. And those aren't the only two examples. There's a ton of examples that walk-on program has led to players that not only went on to play for the Badgers, but went on to play for the NFL.
Well, we're going to take a three-minute break here in our kind of bonus Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by Culver's of Lake Halley, where they're now hiring with starting wages up to $18 an hour. We'll take a three-minute break. Be back after this as the first quarter resumes. It's Chihai and Hudson, a battle of unbeatens here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Back in three.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We are ready to play some football here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. 2-0 Hudson, your 2-0 Chippewa Falls Mighty Cardinals. After a rain and lightning delay that began at approximately 7:30, it is 9:08, and we are ready to play the final minute 24 here on WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Final minute 24 of quarter number one. Hudson is punting. Mason Howard back deep to receive. It's a low line drive punt, and Howard is going to stay away from it, and it's got to keep away from Chai High.
It might have hit it.
Hudson does not seem to be pouncing on it. They're just going to let it roll. It was very close to one of the Chai High upmen, and actually after all of that, Dave, I believe it's a net loss of about 2 yards after Chai High took the penalty.
Yeah, it probably is, and I think what we had heard beforehand is they were thinking about going after it. I think that's what Allen had said as they were talking about going after it. So, but again, you know, you take the risk. Of, I don't know. I'd have to look at the film on that one because I honestly think that that might have rolled up on the ankle of a Chai High player.
It was very close.
That would have been ugly.
It'll be first and 10 for the Cards from their own 36-yard line. Double wing, double tight. Minute 9 to play. Give to the fullback. That's Cadet, and Cadet runs right into a white wall at the line of scrimmage. Now, they may give him one on the effort before he's turned back. It'll be second and 9, 55 seconds to play.
Only the second time that Cadet's seen the ball. Tester's only got a couple of carries, too, but really no success other than Howard coming to the left side of that line.
Well, a proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Chai High trailing 7-0, second and 9 from their own 37. Ball right in the middle of the field. Mason Von Hayden, designed rollout. He's going to flip it left side. He's got his tight end across the 40-yard line, ahead to the 45-yard line, and a first down.
That's
Cadet. That's his fullback.
That's his fullback, yep. Nice catch by Gaddett as he powers his way for that first down. Just a nice little dump, but his power got the first down on that.
Working the flats again. This is a dangerous secondary in terms of their ball-hawking takeaway ability for Hudson, but Chi High trying to work the flat that time with Gaddett out of the backfield. They move the chains, 24.9 on the clock. Again, this is coming toward the end of the first quarter. They are knocking on the door, the territorial door of the Hudson Raiders. Both teams have fumbled. Both teams have turned the ball over via interception. Chi High first and 10, flip to Mason Howard. Mason Howard picking his way up to the 49-yard line for a gain of 2, and that may be the final play of the first quarter. Chi High trailing Hudson 7-0, but we will have a stoppage for an injured Chi High player. Well, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Again, a Chi High player down right near midfield. 13 seconds to play in the first quarter, facing a 2nd and 8 from their side of the 50 at the 49. Trailing Hudson 7-0 after that lengthy weather delay. Not quite as full stands here at DeRay. The Miracle Minute coming up soon. A lot of folks probably opting to head home, seeing how lengthy the delay would be. And now joining us on WOGO Radio at 103.1 FM or WOGO.com, where we'll have a podcast of this one available later, but also a lot of people joining in on the Cardinal TV CFHS Media YouTube live stream as well. And coming back unaided, be the offensive lineman for Chi High. That looks to be number 70, Jackson Gint, the 6 foot, 255-pound senior. So hopefully Jackson is right as rain in just a moment. That should be the end of the first quarter as the clock now will wind. So we hit the end of quarter number one at 12 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Friday night headed into the holiday weekend. After one complete, Hudson leads Chi High 7-0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
As quarter number two begins, Miracle Minute finishing up here. In recent years, almost $2,000 has been gathered in those 60 seconds between quarters one and two for the Hands Foundation serving our homeless veterans. Chi High with a 2nd and 8. Flip off the left side. That's Tester. And Tester finding a crease outside the numbers in front of the Hudson sideline. And he is close to another Chi High first down, I think a yard shy.
Going to depend on the spot. I think you're right. That is definitely his longest run of the night.
Ball will be spotted at the 44.
Give him a 7 yard gain on the play.
So 3rd and 1 for Chippewa Falls from the 44 of Hudson, trailing 7-0. Second play of the second quarter. Double wing, double tight for Chi High. Mason Von Hayden under center. He'll give off the right side. That's Tester, and Tester is going to be turned back for a loss of one at the 45 yard line.
You got a decision to make here.
Go for it time, but I mean, that's. And Tester, a little bit gimpy getting up, and he's going to have to come out.
See Coach Rakovich talking to his defensive coaches. You want some opinion from them. And they're telling them. They're telling them they want their guys in there. So we're going to punt it.
So Chi High will punt it away on 4th and a long 2. So Hudson's defense comes up with a big stop. Now the Chi High special teamers rushing out there. to kick this one away.
And they caught him. They caught him with a 12 men on the field. Number 18 was trying to rush off, and that was a smart play by Chi High. The players coming off clapping. They know they got him, and that's a first down for Chi High.
And the Cards special teams makes a play without making a play, just heads-up football there.
But they all sprinted out of the field. All 11 Chi High players sprinted out, got the ball set, snapped the ball. Couldn't do it any better than that.
Let's see if we can go down to Alan Dunham on the field. And
oh, wait, they got a timeout. They're pulling their flag up because apparently the ref...
We have no flag for delay of game. Charge timeout, Hudson.
So Hudson takes the timeout. We'll take a 60-second break here on WOGO.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Fake the punt! Oh my goodness, and the pass is dropped to the 40-yard line. It was a good-looking play on the fake punt and just not quite able to get it into the hands of Wesley Tanzer, who had it for a moment. Actually, I'm not sure if that is Wesley. No, it was. The 5'10 junior linebacker on the fake punt. A little bit of a high pass, but Wesley probably would say he should have had that. And either way, Hudson's going to get the ball. Very favorable starting field position.
Good call. I don't mind a fake punt. You know, you got to wonder about the confidence in your offense, though, on a 4th-and-1, whether or not you just let them go ahead and get that 1 yard.
Option pitch right side for Hudson on their first offensive play after the weather delay. There's a gain of almost 10 yards ripped off on the right side of the line by Justin Roby, the 5'11 junior.
Justin Roby on the carry.
Again,
for Hudson.
Bring it back to maybe 8. So 8 yards.
Second and 2 officially, and Hudson will go Temple right back up to the line. Jake Busson is the quarterback. Twin receivers left and right, man in motion right to left. There's a flip in the backfield. Chi High very quickly snuffs it out in a TFL. And there's Wesley Tanzer pumped up as he, with a host of other Cardinals, was able to get to the ball very quickly in the backfield on that jet sweep action. A little shuffle.
Colby Stoll with some nice initial pressure and then cleaned up by Tanzer.
And I think it looks like number 42. I think I might have wrong. The program says Ever Ramirez.
So we've got a 3rd-and-4 for Hudson. Chi High side of the 50 at the 49. Busson, the quarterback, will send twin receivers out to the right. Two backs with him, man in motion right to left. That's Roby. Option pitch to Roby, trying to turn the corner at midfield. He will, and a big collision near the stick, and Roby falls forward.
And I don't know if that's coming back, but we got some laundry on the field that was thrown right away on the play. Probably another illegal motion, because I think that was thrown almost before the snap.
It is a procedure penalty, a false start, or illegal procedure against Hudson. And so another one of these 3rd-and-long situations coming up is 3rd-and-4 will become 3rd-and-9.
Not only that, but another one of those where they actually got the first down and it's coming back.
You talk about just the back and forth momentum of this game, guys. It would seem to be, again, it's just a 7-0 game, but a pretty critical 3rd down here for the Chi High defense to try to just grab a little bit of that momentum back for their offense.
Yeah, big play. Would not think that this would be 4-down territory for Hudson.
3rd-and-9, Hudson from their 46. Roby in motion left to right. Low snap. Rolling out to his left is Busson. Busson's going to turn the corner and get walloped right at the 45-yard line. He'll fall ahead to the 49. That's a gain of 3, but 4th-and-6 coming up, and Hudson will punt the ball right back.
Well, Chi High is going to rely on this defense all year long, so that's not a surprise, but we got to get something going on offense. You know, we talked about that the last couple weeks. Defense, you know, particularly when we've got Dawson Goodman in there, is really solid at every stage. Offense has really got a lot of proving to do this year. Played a couple of opponents where they were able to move the ball. But this is Hudson. You know, this is Big River's competition, and they've got to prove they can not only run the ball effectively, but be able to pass when they need to as well.
3 minutes gone by, second quarter. Flags on the play. Big, booming, left-footed kick picked up on the run by Howard at the 20, outside the numbers, 25. Scampers out of bounds just shy of the 30-yard line. Again, a flag on this play. It was a 4th-and-7 officially on the scoreboard.
You got to wonder if they're going to make them punt this again. It's probably another procedure penalty. But
the official's looking to the Hudson sideline. 8:56 on the clock. Chi High trailing 7-0, and it is another procedure penalty against Hudson. And, Alan, you can see it at field level. This punter for Hudson has quite the leg.
Yeah, I'm standing down here on the Chi High end of things, so I didn't really see what the penalty was, but he is a big kicker with a big leg. I'm just happy to see the game get going again.
So Gannon Sawicki is 6'1", 185, a senior, listed as a linebacker on the Hudson roster, but he's the one handling kicking duties. And Mason Howard will stand at about his own 20-yard line to receive this one. Have to respect that leg. It's a 4th-and-12 now for Hudson, punting with the line of scrimmage at their own 43-yard line. Sawicki waiting for the snap. High snap, so Wiki corrals it easily. Big left-footed boot. This one carrying a little bit shorter, but Howard's going to let it bounce. It'll take a Hudson hop inside the 25-yard line down to the 20 and rolls to about the 19. Chi High loses about 10 yards of field position.
A couple of re-punts that cost us some field position. That one, I think, is a little easier decision to make at the 30. That was a pretty good punt that got away. It could have turned out a lot better than it did.
19-yard line. Again, Sawicki's a weapon for Hudson. Just the height and hang time on his punts. A dangerous returner, whether it's Dawson Goodman or Mason Howard. Not giving them a lot of time to return in that time. No return opportunity at all. So 1st and 10, Chi High from their own 19, 8:32 to play first quarter. Double wing, double tight. Give off the left side. That's Howard. He escapes one tackle. Now he's reversing field. Looking for a block. Gets one from his quarterback. Cuts up inside the numbers. Howard still loose across the 25. Fights his way up to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 8, maybe 9 yards for Mason Howard. He ran about 60 yards to get it.
And I think equally impressive is the rest of the players. Not one hold out there. Usually when you see him go, they give him a first down, so officially 10 yards. He ran about 100 yards on that play, and give credit to the other players to get the blocks, keep them going, and not wind up holding anyone.
8:13 to go first half. 7-0 Hudson, Chi High with a 1st and 10 on their own 29-yard line. Near hash, double wing, double tight. Mason Von Hayden give to the fullback straight ahead. Hudson has that bottle up very quickly at the line of scrimmage. Gain of just 1 up to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that's number 17 again for Hudson. McDonald is just not the guy you want to really run towards.
6'5", 250, headed as a preferred walk-on to the Wisconsin Badgers program, and will be joining his older brother there and will be a boon to that Jim Leonard defense. And right now, Coach Cowell's loving having him in the dark gray and white of Hudson. 2nd and 9 for Chi High from their own 30-yard line. Von Hayden, give off the left side, and again, Hudson just storming back. The Chi High offensive front, no gain on the play. This is a Hudson team that has allowed 14 points total in the first two games, forced 8 turnovers last week. We're up 35-0 at the half. They forced two turnovers against our Chi High Cardinals, but the Cards have returned the favor.
So here's where you're forced to have a passing game. Von Howard's been pretty decent if he can get to the outside, mainly using his feet. Look for them to probably try to roll him out to the left side.
Chi High with 4 wide, single setback with Mason Von Hayden, and whistles on this play as an immediate heavy rush coming in against Von Hayden.
Yeah, that was probably good. It looked like McDonald was about to get in there on 1 or 2 steps, and
he already forced a fumble on a sack. And once again, we have kind of an inadvertent whistle and stoppage tonight. We've seen that a couple times where the flag has been picked up. So Chi High will get back to it. 6:48 to go in the half. 3rd and 9 from their own 30-yard line, trailing 7-0 to the Hudson Raiders. Mason Von Hayden, the senior quarterback, with Mason Howard to his left, twin receivers left and right. Now he'll switch sides. with Howard back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure, and Von Hayden is ripped down and thrown to the turf inside the 25-yard line. First man to the ball looked to be Aiden Tepper-Eng, a 6'3", 230-pound junior defensive lineman. And Chi High will be punting once again.
Aiden Tepper-Eng.
Not sure if they intended for him to roll out or if he just had no choice but to roll out there as he was
quick
getting
punt.
Waylaid from that side.
Booming punt, fielded at the 40-yard line, straight ahead to the 45, and pinwheeled to the ground shy of midfield. Hudson will be knocking on the territorial door of Chi High at their own 49 as we've almost reached the halfway point of the second quarter. Still just a one-score game. A Hudson player a little slow getting back to the sideline. That's Reese Thompson, the senior linebacker.
Yeah, the pressure that these defensive ends put in your offense, you really don't have long to sit back there and examine the field. It's pretty much a one-step read, or he's got the running ability to take off and see what he can make out of it.
Now, Chi High went very quickly into that punt formation. I think they may have been trying to catch Hudson with 12 men on the field. And did they? Again, we're waiting for something from the officials here.
Well, we got our defensive players out there right now, so I don't think that's it. You talk about those defensive ends rushing and just getting a free shot at the quarterback there, and it kind of reminds me of the time that Cormac Sampson got that free release on Nolan Hutzler, and boy, Nolan Hutzler is going to remember that hit for the rest of his life.
So a hold was called against Hudson.
That's going to move him back, but it's still going to be Hudson's ball. Move him back probably to about the 40.
So they'll march this off from the 49-yard line.
It's good to see Dawson Goodman out on the field again. Ankles are taped up, but he's out there, and just a reminder to give a shout-out to Grandma Sophie listening in Stanley. Hope she can stay up for the whole game.
Absolutely, Grandma Sophie. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Live streaming video on Cardinal TV as well. First and 10 Hudson from their own 39 against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals with a man in motion left to right. Give right up the middle to the fullback up to the 44, maybe the 45-yard line. That looked to be big Andrew Caples, 5'8", 180. Gain of 6 on first down. Second and 4 coming up for the Raiders.
Chi-High defense usually actually does better in short yardage situations.
4 wide, split evenly left and right. For Bussin, give to the fullback again, picking his way across the 45-yard line. Not much further, about the 46.5 is where he'll be spotted. And a third and manageable coming up. But still on the Hudson side of the 50. See if the Chi-High defense can create a negative play here, perhaps, to force
Colby Solberg and Nathan Drevis were the key defenders on that play.
Call it 3rd and 3 for Hudson from their own 46, under 5 to play in the first half. Man in motion left to right, low snap. Right up the middle is the quarterback keeper into the clear across the 45-yard line for a first down, and still moving the pile as well as the sticks from the 40 down to the 38. Gain of about 16 on the play for the quarterback, Bussin. He's a very capable runner as well. And this is just a big physical Hudson team that one score separating these two teams on the scoreboard, it feels like a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it really does, but credit to the Chi-High defense who has came up with the turnovers when they needed to and really stepped up big except for that one touchdown they gave up.
Bussin with Roby in motion. The pitch to Roby on the option. Roby's strung out. He's able to fight through a couple tackles inside the 35-yard line. Down close to the 33. Gain of close to 5 on first down. Give us time to let you know that you should not let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. CVOSM.com/WOGO. 2nd and 6 officially. Right up the middle on the keeper is Bussin. Bussin spilled across the 30-yard line. He falls forward close to a Hudson first down at the 27, gain of 7 on 2nd and 6, and that will move the sticks.
They found something they like there with a quarterback keeper up the middle.
Thomas Cleary on the stop for Chi High.
Yeah, they definitely did. They're not accounting for the quarterback up the middle, and he's going to take them for 10, 15 every time.
Single receivers left and right. Bussing the quarterback, gives to his fullback off the left side. Turned back by a wall of red right at the 25-yard line. Gain of 2, if that. Probably more like a yard and a half is all for Hudson.
Thomas Cleary with a nice play. Wouldn't be surprised if there was a linebacker blitz called there to close up that A-gap.
So Hudson will be facing a 2nd and 9. The 25 of Chi High as we are under 3 to go in the half in a 7-0 game. Hudson with the lead. Option pitch left side, and there's a lot of room for the Raiders. Inside the 20, spilled at the 15-yard line. Late flag around the spot where the tackle was made. And you'd think that could be in the area of a face mask, but we will wait.
With good discipline there, Mason Minarski knew he had the quarterback and gave him a nice pop.
That's a block in the back.
I think the quarterback's going to be remembering and feeling that hit for a little while. That's what you got to do on that pitch back. You really got to hammer that quarterback every time that you can.
So a block in the back, a legal block called against Hudson, and that will take that positive play and turn it into a negative for the Raiders. Still be second down, but 10 yards further away.
Actually, because it occurred 10 yards forward, it essentially puts them right back where they were with a 2nd and 8.
So the ball will be spotted now at the near hash, but as you mentioned, still on the 25. Twin receivers right and left for Jake Bussin, the senior. Roby in motion left to right. Bussin back to pass. Throws right down the seam. It's tipped up in the air and almost picked off by Chi High at the 2-yard line. Knocked up in the air. The Hudson player did not know where it was, and actually he's still down at the goal line, and Chi High's safety's diving over, bodies falling all over the place, and just no one was quite able to come up with it, but that was a dangerous throw.
Really nice job by the secondary to respond to the football, attacked it, was able to pop it up into there, and as you said, the receiver had no idea where it was. Almost an interception would have been a big play.
3rd and 9 from the 25 for Hudson. They'll quickly get back to the line with 4 wide. Roby in motion left to right. Back to passes Bussin. He's flushed out to his right. Still looking. Will throw deep down the right side of the field. And it is knocked into the arms of Hudson for a touchdown. I thought it was a pick at the goal line, but it went through the DB's hands. And that's a gift for the Raiders for 7.
Yeah, that was an interception. It actually was in his hands for a second and then just kind of almost like fell back into the offensive player's hands. I don't think he was even expecting it. Didn't even want to make a play on the ball.
Did you get a number on who caught that, Alan, for Hudson?
You know, I didn't see that. I was just paying attention to the Chi High defender who missed the interception just through his hands, like you said, and just a fortunate play for Hudson.
Hudson with the booming PAT, and it's 14-0. The Raiders with 2:36 to play. The breaks going the Raiders' way as well, but they are an impressive opponent. Back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Point deficit for Chi High as Howard takes the kickoff at the far hash. 10-15 yard line and spun down at the 20 A good stop by Sam Dickman, the 6'3 junior linebacker for Hudson, as Howard unable to escape, and now Chi-High's offense with 2:32 to play and a pocket full of timeouts needs to make something happen. Now they will receive the second half kickoff, and so you certainly aren't out of reach with this game if you're able to put something on the board here.
At the 20-yard line.
Truly a game of inches to have a play like that where could have easily been an interception. It turns into a touchdown for Hudson.
It sure looked like an interception from up here. And again, just a bar of soap squirted through the hands and right into Hudson's. Mason Von Hayden throws right side. He's got Mason Howard just inside the 25-yard line. A long throw for a gain of about four. And Von Hayden standing tall against the Hudson pressure, which has really been relentless on that defensive front. They've got Aiden Teperang at 6'3", 230 as a junior. They've got Will McDonald, the Wisconsin commit, at 6'5", 250 on the other side. Second and six after the gain of four from their own 24 for Chi-High. Von Hayden back to pass. Heavy pressure, and he tries to set up a screen, and that's batted to the turf.
Mason Von Hayden pass batted down.
Hudson is absolutely teeing up against Chi-High right now, expecting that pass and expecting that they're going to stop it before it even gets released.
Coming up will be the Hy-Vee Halftime Show at the break, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Looking for some smiles here for Chi-High as they face a third and six at their own 24, down 14. Still two timeouts left for Coach Adam Cowles and Hudson. And Chi-High, if nothing else, wants to at least kill some of this clock. And now we have a procedure penalty, an illegal shift against Chi-High. We've seen that call, I believe, three times against Hudson so far. And now Chi-High, a little mental lapse perhaps.
Looks like they took the penalty, so it's going to be second down and 11.
Second and 11. For Von Hayden and Co. He'll take a waist-high snap from the shotgun, throws it out left side, tipped, but Howard still able to retrieve it. Howard knocked out of bounds right in front of his own sideline as he gets the penalty yardage back and maybe a couple more. Clock will stop at 2:18. And it'll still be a third and long for Chi-High. Third and six, so the penalty yardage back, but no more.
Third down, six.
Third and six from the 24. Trips to the left, single receiver slot to the right. Von Hayden with Howard to his right from the gun on third and down. Von Hayden, waist-high snap, heavy pressure. He'll step up into the rush and be knocked to the turf. Just an absolute wrecking crew on that defensive front for Hudson.
He had no chance to get a read back there. He steps back, starts to look, and people are immediately at his feet.
And again, we talk about the eight turnovers that Hudson forced last week. I think it all starts with that defensive line, even though the secondary may get a lot of credit. There's some great athletes back there, but this defensive line for Hudson looks to be one of the best in the state. Fourth and 12 from their own 18. Chi-High will let some clock run here. Hunter standing at the 6-yard line. Back deep to receive Ross Yeager. Good snap, high left-footed punt. Yeager's going to take it at his own 47-yard line. He'll backtrack temporarily. Then he's hit right at midfield, will spin down to the Chi-High 49. Minute 20 left for Coach Cowles, Hudson Raiders leading 14-0. Two timeouts left, and they will see if they can tack one more on before the end of the half. The Chi-High defense trying to make something happen and answer the bell again, as they have so many times already in this young season. Ball right at the 50 officially.
A little surprised that Hudson didn't take a timeout there. They knew that Chi-High wasn't going to do anything but punt the ball there and let them tick off an extra 20 seconds there. See if that has any impact on them here.
So ball spotted right at midfield with a first and 10 for Hudson. Still two timeouts left. Minute 20 to play with on the clock, leading 14-0 over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here on Wogo Sports. Bussin, pitch right side, up the right sideline, drug down across the 45-yard line of Chi-High, maybe down to the 43. That looked to be a new ball carrier. I believe it was Owen McKinnon-Hutera, the 5'10", 205-pound junior listed as a fullback. Clock will continue to wind. Under a minute to play, and Hudson will jump back to the line, operating from the gun on a second and three after the gain of seven. Four wide, man in motion right to left. Bussin going to keep it himself right up the middle. Bussin is walloped right at the stick. He will get the first down, gain of four down to the 39. Clock will stop temporarily at 45.3 to play.
Thomas Clary with a little thank you very much there. A very sure tackle.
Getting the call from the sideline is Jake Bussin, the senior. Half a minute to play in the half. 14-0 Hudson. Again, option look. Instead, going to throw left side and getting a man diving to a knee right near the 30-yard line. Out of bounds. Clock stops right near the stick. That looked to be Roby on the receiving end of that Bussin pass.
That clock should keep running. His knee was down inbounds.
And now they will wind the clock.
Good call.
23, 22 seconds. Bussin with the ball at the 29-yard line of Chi High. Bussin again, option look, roll out. Looked like maybe a hold in the backfield. Bussin's going to keep it himself, and he is slammed out of bounds at the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. 9.1 ticks on the clock. Hudson not being real aggressive here so far, but now you'd think it's time to take a shot or two if you're the Raiders, and they seem to be bringing in some height. So 9.1, first and 10, Hudson from the Chi High 25-yard line. Roby in motion left to right. Bussin going to keep it himself off right guard. He'll try to hurdle one defender, then he's turned back at the 21. 2 seconds left, and we will see what Coach Cowles elects to do in half a minute as Hudson takes a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Well, we are moments away from the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful night now after about an hour and 40 minutes or so weather delay. 2 seconds left on the clock for the Hudson Raiders, leading your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-0. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports. Hudson not going to try to kick this one from...
They just had the regular offense out there.
Yep. It would have been about a 37-yarder. Look for their 6'3 wide receiver to be in the end zone. And
stumbling in the backfield now, throwing one deep into the back of the end zone. Knocked out of bounds. Incomplete to end the half. That was close. The Hudson players saying that he caught it, but the officials are saying not in bounds, young man. And so at the break, it is Chi High trailing Hudson 14-0 to end the half. We'll come back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
If you run a small business, when you know you have a weak point, you don't throw in the towel. You see where you need to improve, and you act. So if digital marketing is confusing, annoying, or even flat-out intimidating for you, here's the action step you can take today. Call Orange Impression. At Orange Impression, they've spent over 2 decades helping Wisconsin businesses and organizations build likable and trustworthy online personalities through websites, video, social media, and digital marketing. See how they can help at eauclaireorange.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
When you're cheering on the Chi High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else. So enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. careers.fleetfarm.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. It's been a long first half, to say the least, after that extended delay due to weather, but here at Duray, we've got a good one brewing in the Big Rivers Conference. Five teams from the BRC unbeaten going into tonight's action. A lot of weather delays really around this state, hearing that Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial were just beginning their game around the time that ours restarted, just after 9 o'clock. But it's a 14-0 score lead for the 2-0 Hudson Raiders against your 2-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We'll get you some stats, some analysis, and some first half highlights as well. But, I mean, the first thing is, Dave, when you look at this game 14-0, it's certainly anything but out of reach as Chi-Hi will receive the second half kickoff. And yet, as formidable as this Hudson defense, particularly the defensive line, has looked, that 14-point deficit seems a lot bigger mountain to climb than you might otherwise realize.
Yeah, I don't think it's tough for us to imagine how we're going to stop them with our defense, but the hard time is figuring out how we're going to get the 14 or more points that we need to tie this or go ahead. Points are not going to come very easily for Chi-Hi. I think, you know, our defense has put them in some pretty good spots with turnovers, put them in a couple of spots with a short field, but we just can't get anything going. And, you know, Chi-Hi's offense is kind of built around being able to get all three guys going, and otherwise you got to get that passing game going, and they're not able to do either. They've really got Mason Howard kind of, you know, on a good move. He's having a pretty good game tonight, but just nothing going for Mason Tester or Goodett. So, you know, if you don't have those other two that you could focus on and they're able to just shut that down with one man out there, it's going to be tough to get first downs after first downs for Mason Howard alone.
Well, one of the things that really seems to jump off the page about this Hudson team is their physicality. I mean, and again, it starts up front on that defensive line, but there's a lot of big kids. I know they have some excellent weight room facilities over there at Hudson, and it looks like they've been using them.
Yeah, that's definitely noticeable out here. We got a number of athletes out here on the field right now for Hudson, big kids, strong kids. I think, you know, when I look at how these teams match up, and you definitely say with a 14-point advantage, you know, not only are we coming out of that hole, but basically Hudson's kind of stacked offense and defense. You know, they're able to kind of impose their will on both sides of the ball, and we're just really seeing that the offensive line right now tonight is not playing the greatest, and we're not going to be able to throw the ball, and we're not going to be able to pass the ball. It all starts with the offensive line, and if they're not pulling their weight, it's not going to get done.
We'll take a look at the stats and get you some first-half highlights coming up in 3 minutes here on WHO. It's Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. A quick note, the Miracle Minute, even with maybe a slightly reduced crowd after the weather delay, $2,409.90 for the Hands Foundation raised in those 60 seconds. What a wonderful turnout for that. And you can continue giving your donations at home games here in September of warm winter clothing items for homeless veterans. Can drop them off at Jacobson's Hardware locations in Chippewa Falls as well. Back in 3 minutes, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here on WOGO Sports. The Cards trail Hudson 14-0.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check in the booth here at DeRay, a dry DeRay field now after that lengthy weather delay. We sit at halftime, about 5 minutes remaining plus stretching time here at the break. And Dave, looking before we jump into a couple first half highlights at the stats from the first half, what kind of jumps out to you in our preview of those Holly Bovee names, you know, stats recap that we'll have in the WOGO postgame show?
Well, just kind of what we said before, Hudson's doing a relatively decent job moving the ball. The 14 points you can take off the board, and you can say our defense could have pitched a shutout with just a couple of plays. One, you know, both of them were interceptions that wound up being touchdowns, essentially. And And, you know, they could be pitching a shutout right now, but I still don't see anything looking positive on the offense that where they were even closer, you know, the ball bounces their way, we could get any points. So, I mean, I think we got a chance of shutting this team out score-wise in the second half, but I don't know where the points are going to come from. Hudson moved the ball relatively effective. The quarterback was 4-for-7 for 44 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Threw for, 44 yards. Rushing, they rushed 21 times for 92 yards at an average of 4.3, just enough to get the job done and move the chains when they had to. Our offense, Mason Von Hayden was 3-for-5 for 18 yards, one interception. Mason Howard really was the only one that could get anything going, 7 rushes for 38 yards. Mason Tester, 3 carries for 3 yards. Ryan Gaudette, 3 carries for 4 yards. And Mason Von Hayden essentially got credit for all the sacks, 3 carries for minus 12. So as a team, Chi High ran the ball 16 times for 32 yards, just over a 2-yard average there. So not getting anything going on offense. And, you know, if we can get a spark, that's one thing. But we're going to have to get a number of big plays to be able to even look like we're going to score.
Again, this Hudson team is the real deal, and sometimes you think coach speak, but you know, after Holman, Coach Rakovich said, we got to be ready for D.C. Everest. He said, you know, even in our post-class post-game show, told us down on the field, that's going to be a more significant opponent for us. Week 2, we've got to be ready. And they get the win, but again, that game 35-21, probably closer than that final score might indicate. And so again, after that game, it's, well, we've gone through our non-conference, but now the real football really starts. With respect to those other programs, the real football starts in the Big Rivers, and now you're facing a Hudson team that looks like they are going to be in this conference title race for the long haul here this season. And Chi High, again, has leveled up the competition, and they're going to need to equally level up their level of play.
Yeah, I think you just don't know. Every game coming in is a different year. You know, some teams like Kimberly are going to be top-notch year after year, but for the most part, you just don't know. And so as we head into Holman, we don't know. Got a lot of unknowns heading into D.C. Everest. You know, the team that they played beforehand turns out is still 0-2. So you look at that and you learn a little bit, but really what sticks out at you is we didn't really have anything to prove with our defense. We knew what our defense can do, and they're doing it against Hudson. And again, you know, they're 2 plays away from a shutout, 2 plays that aren't really, you know, bad defensive plays, just the way the ball bounces plays, and we're down 14-0. But the offense was something that we did have something to prove. You know, we thought we were coming up against a pretty good Holman team, put a number of points on them. Same thing with D.C. Evers. Just not so sure now. On the other hand, we also thought Hudson coming in was going to be, you know, probably the best team in the Big Rivers Conference. This was going to be the game if Chi High wanted to be in the mix, that this was probably going to be the game for the championship. In order to do something, you're going to have to be able to move the ball on offense. Can't rely on your defense because there are going to be some mistakes that are made, some big plays that are given up. And right now, that's exactly what you're seeing here. This defense has given up about as much as they're ever going to.
Well, it's 14-0 at the half. Chi High will receive the second half kickoff. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with your first half highlights here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Eau Claire. Back in 2.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Fleet Farm has been serving hardworking families since 1955. We believe in honoring tradition, taking pride in our work, and doing what's right. If that sounds like you, we'd love to talk. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting a walk-in hiring event on Wednesday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with job offers for material handlers right on the spot. Stop by the Chippewa Falls DC on September 14th or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com. Careers.fleetfarm.com.
It's the Halftime Show brought to you by Hy-Vee, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls on a Friday night underneath the lights. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports.
Four down territory, trips to the right, back to pass, design, roll out, to his right for Hudson, throws right side, it's high, it's hit there, the interception!
Jackson Google with the interception.
Jackson Google, that is his third pick.
Apologize for the audio level there, but Jackson Google with the interception for Chi High.
First quarter on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Man in motion left to right for Bussin, the quarterback. High pitch. It's on the ground. It's loose. It's still loose, and Hudson trying to fall on it. Chi High.
Hoping for more here in the second half. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
The second half begins here on WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Chi High will be receiving the second half kickoff, trailing Hudson 14-0. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well as yourself. Again, those open interviews, walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls, a proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Athletics here in WOGO Sports. 24 minutes of regulation game action remaining as we're headed for a fairly late night here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Thanks for hanging with us. Cards will be set to receive this second half kickoff. The run up from Hudson and the right footed boot, and this is just a missile that's going to hit the back line of the end zone. In fact, it went right into the chalk, and that was quite a kick. From number 86, that's Jack Strong, 5'11 junior, and
strong
a strong leg. You do not see that at the high school level a lot, kicking through the back of the end zone.
If he has a leg like that, why did they not attempt a field goal at the end of the first half?
That's a very pertinent question.
At the 20.
Again, they're just athletes all over the field for this Hudson team, and Chi High has their hands full, but a touchdown on this opening drive would be a great way to get back into this one. First and 10 from their own 20. Familiar double wing, double tight. They'll start with the give to the fullback. Right up the gut for 3. Second and 7 coming up.
Nathan Drevis in to start the second half at fullback.
Drevis and Gaudette split some carries last week. That fullback workload. There's Drevis is... hear his name called fairly frequently on defense as well. Second and 7, Chi High from the 23, ball spot right in the middle of the field. Von Hayden under center. Give to Mason Howard. He'll start a step in the backfield. Twist past the 25-yard line and up to the 27 for a gain of 4. Again, just there's creases, but you wouldn't really say gaps right now for Mason Howard. And good vision to get what he can as he's a little bit slow getting up. He's trotting back to the huddle now.
3-yard carries. Looks like maybe a little over 3rd and 3, almost 3rd and 4.
3rd and 3, Chi High from their own 27-yard line. Just over a minute gone by, second half. Flip left side, that's Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner. He's hit in the backfield, but somehow squirts through. And Mason Howard, the elusiveness across the 30 and up to the 35-yard line. A little fight for the football at the end after the play was whistled down. And that's 8 yards on third and three for Mason Howard. And Allen, I am not sure how in the world that wasn't a tackle for loss.
That's not a run that I don't think anybody else on the team can make, but he has a great ability to stop and start on a dime, and he was able to find a little pocket there.
See if Chai High can get some momentum from that. Give to Drevis. Drevis rumbles and thunders across the 40 to the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. Nathan Drevis on first down gets a first down for Chai High.
He did a nice job. The hole was not there initially to the left. He took a side cut to the right and made a nice gain for a first down.
So the Cards a couple first downs in a row, and now knocking on the door of Hudson territory. First and 10, Chi High from their own 47, trailing 14-0, 10-20 to go. They'll feed the big fella again. That's Drevis, spins up to the 50-yard line. They'll say he's cut down just shy of it. Gain of about 2 on first down. Von Hayden, the ball on the near hash, will trot over to the sideline to get the play call.
Drevis, a little different body in there, a little smaller, a little more like a running back than we see out of Cadet. Definitely feeding him now.
Two tight ends, double wing formation. And that Mason backfield now could be encroachment here as Hudson jumped. Were they drawn offside? Of course, everyone on the Hudson defensive front saying they were. We'll wait for the men in black and white to tell us.
Ref is walking the wrong direction.
And the officials will mark off 5 yards against Chi High. A false start against the Cards in second and 8 will turn into second and 13. Again, not to belabor a point, but this is not a defense you want to be behind the chains against.
No, definitely not, especially the way the passing game has been going. If Chi High can get themselves in manageable third downs, especially with this mix now, getting some action out of Drevis.
Second and 13. Back to pass Von Hayden. He's going deep down the right sideline. Over the shoulder catch. That's Howard inside the 35 to the 30 and pushed down out of bounds at the 25-yard line. 30-plus yards on the pitch and catch from Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard.
And that throw was just a bullet, just a perfect pass to the outside shoulder. Result is the ball's on the 23-yard line. So
on a gain of
33 officially, 33. I believe.
On the far hash, double wing, double tight. Chi High knocking the door. The Johnson roll off red zone. Give to the fullback right up the middle, down to the 20-yard line. Again, the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Chi High has been in this position before, right on the doorstep of the red zone, and then it was the Will McDonald sack and forced fumble. That stymied that Card's offensive effort.
Drevis with another solid 3-yard gain.
Flip left side, that's Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner. He'll stop and start reverse field. Flags flying from behind the play.
It's either be a hold or a face mask where he threw that right at the pile.
Someone's coming off limping for Hudson. A hold against Chi High. Trying to give the number on the Hudson player who's coming off. I don't know if that was Aiden Tepper Eng. I believe it may have been. And he's one of the big difference makers on the front line, so hopefully he's all right for the Raiders. The hold will be marked off, I believe, from the 20-yard line, maybe the 21. And they will mark Chi High back to the 31-yard line. 8:43 to play in this third quarter. Thank you for joining us on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming at WOGO.com. And via the Cardinal TV YouTube live stream. Von Hayden Escapes one man in the backfield. He's going to go deep down the left sideline, in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. He was looking for number 17
Preston
along the left sideline.
Preston Alger. Alger was just leaning to the left, and the ball was thrown to his right shoulder. He just couldn't really gain his momentum back to be in a position, but he was wide open there. And Von Hayden did a really good job of escaping the pressure there to even be able to throw that ball.
I don't know if we're seeing some other injuries right now for Chi High, but out there on that last possession and still out there now, number 15, Devin Bush, the junior running back at the left wing back position for Chi High. Mason Von Hayden, roll out to his right, heavy pressure, throws right side in and out of the hands of his intended receiver at the 22-yard line.
He might have a late hit there out of bounds, and that's going to be an automatic first down.
We'll see if that's the call. That was a third and 18 on that play.
What's a bad mental mistake by the Hudson defensive player to hit Drevis after the play was already over.
That wasn't anywhere near the action, I don't believe.
Well, the ball was already dropped, and he was out of bounds, and they took the lick on him. And that's what the call is going to be, and that should be an automatic first down.
Official coming over to this side of the field to make the call.
They're saying fourth down?
Well, so it was third and 18. But I would think a personal foul dead ball would be an automatic first down.
Well, I know pass interference isn't in high school, but apparently you don't get an automatic first down on a personal foul. I've never heard of that.
Wow, so Chi High will be facing a fourth and three, double wing, double tight at the 17-yard line. Man in motion left to right, give to the fullback straight ahead, pushing forward, should be enough for the first down, all the way down to the 10-yard line.
That's a gutsy call, fourth and three, and you hand it off to the fullback. The fullback that's been hot.
Wow, and that's, again, you have to make a quick call, a quick decision if your head coach Chuck Rakovic on that third and 18 becomes a fourth and three. And you got to punch one in here, trailing 14-0. Give it your workhorse. Chi High first and goal from the 10-yard line. As far out as you can be on first and goal. Double wing, double tight. Ball spotted right in the middle of the field. Give to Mason Howard. Howard trying to turn the corner. He will at the 10 to the 5. Cuts back inside. Pushing toward the goal line. He is cut down just shy at about the 1.5.
Made some great distance up there. And now we got some close distance. And we were looking for something, some sort of spark out of our offense. And we're definitely getting it now.
Tester's going out. Again, it looked like Tester maybe was dinged up a bit in the first half. And now I believe coming into the game, thought I saw Jackson Boland out there. So second and goal from the one for Chi High. Trailing 14-0, 7:52 to play here in the third quarter. Chi High double wing, double tight. Von Hayden under center, gives to Drevis, the fullback. Drevis straight ahead into the pile. He is turned back at about the half-yard line. We'll go down to the field with Alan Dunham. Alan, it does look like, again, some shifting in terms of who's out there in this double wing backfield.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of substitutions in this very physical game. Guys need a breather. But still, you've got that B-back, fullback dive, if you will. Didn't look like a clean handoff, and the running back didn't have good momentum going into the line.
Almost 30 yards on this drive for Drevis.
Third and goal from the one. Drevis at the fullback, double wing formation. Von Hayden under center, man in motion left to right, and a timeout taken. I believe this will be taken by Chi High. We will take a quick 30-second break, back in half a minute. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Third and goal from the Cards next.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The 3-0 now?
Just getting an update that River Falls has moved to 3-0 as they defeat New Richmond in overtime 25-19. So the other battle of unbeatens in the Big Rivers Conference. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. 7:09 to go in just the third quarter. Chi-High trailing 14-0. They have a third and goal from inside the one-yard line. Von Hayden, the quarterback, Mason Howard, Mason Tester, wingbacks, fullback, Nathan Drevis. Third and goal. Wheeling and giving to Drevis. Drevis pushing into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls!
Drevis deserved that one. 30 yards of offense on this drive. Hard fought from the fullback. Really came in there and gave a nice little punch for Chi-High.
And Chi-High right back into this game. 14-6, they trail. And the left-footed senior kicker, Subi Mason, out for the PAT.
Not a lot of teams probably have a 160-pound defensive tackle that also plays fullback and is a national champion weightlifter.
Subi Mason, good snap, good hold. The kick booms to the uprights, and 7 points separate these two unbeaten teams. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on We'll Go Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalla.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
A standout drive for Chippewa Falls. And they are right back in this Big Rivers Conference opener, trailing 14-7 with 7:06 still to play in the third quarter. And Subi Mason, the senior, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line. The run-up and the left-footed boot. He's going to pop one up inside the 20-yard line at the 21, straight ahead to the 25, breaking a tackle across the 30-yard line and carrying Cardinal defenders up to the 35-36 before the scrum right there. And that's where the Hudson Raiders will start. First and 10, and suddenly a much closer game.
Nathan Drevis, as you said, was a really key part of that drive. But also that 32-yard pass play from Von Hayden out to number one, Mason Howard, was a huge play to get them down to the field.
And really, when you look at this with Von Hayden, the guts to stand in the pocket or roll out, maybe in that case, and make that throw, knowing they're going to be incredible, probably Division I level players, at least a couple of them breathing down your neck about every time you're back to pass. That's guts from the senior. Great execution. First and 10 from the 36. For Hudson, with a man in motion left to right, keeping it himself, is Bussin, the quarterback, goes around left end, and he is hit and spilled right at the 35-yard line. Falls ahead. They may give him the 37 or the 36, depending on the generosity of the spot. Gain of one at most.
Stop by number six, Carter Bovey.
Carter Bovey with the stop for Chi-High. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter, 14-7 Hudson. Second and nine, the Raiders, everybody in tight. Bussin, option pitch left side, trying to turn the corner at the 40-yard line, ahead to the 45, and turn back just shy of the stick.
Got a good spot. I think they're going to give it to him.
That looked to be number 10 for the Raiders, Justin Roby. We've called his name several times, and you're right, that will move the chains as Roby. A big collision right at the line to gain, but it was enough.
It's a tough play on the secondary to come up and to make a play, but they've got to respond to that sooner because there's back-to-back plays to the outside that are 5-6 yards each time.
Well, they have to do it. They've got the pitch responsibility on that play, and they got to come up and make the play.
Jake Bussin going to keep it himself off left end, avoiding a couple ankle tackles in the backfield, but then he is just roped down to the turf shy of midfield as he got maybe two up to the 49. Second and long coming up for Hudson. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. Don't forget, home games here during the football season. Watch and listen via CFHS Media on YouTube or Cardinal TV. Don't forget to subscribe. Bussin keeps it himself and gives off the left side. Kind of a read option that was blown up by Chai High. A loss of maybe 2 yards on the play, and I think maybe Bussin decided a little late whether he wanted to keep it or give it, and Chai High wasn't going to let either happen.
And that was number 52 again that made that
play.
Clary came in there and just blew that play up. He didn't get the tackle or any credit for it, but he's the one that made that loss of two.
Third and 10, right back to the original line of scrimmage for Hudson, back on their side of the 50. Third and 10 from the 47, operating from the gun, Jake Bussin. Man in motion, that's Jaeger, right to left. Bussin back to pass, has a clean pocket. He's going to go deep down the middle of the field, overshoots everybody. Jackson Google closest to it. And looks to be punting time for Hudson as they face a fourth and long. And Andrew Caples, their fullback, a little bit slow getting up as he will now jog, or actually walk a little slowly to the sideline. Hopefully he's fine.
Looks like he may have taken a pretty good hit from Jay Swiefelhofer. Actually, I don't know if that's the right number out there, number 60, listed as offensive line.
Dawson Goodman is back out there to receive. Again, battling through injury here tonight, trying to grit it out. Talented punter for Hudson. Chai High will come after this one. It's a high end over and kick angling toward the sideline and will trickle out of bounds. We'll see where the official spots it at the 23-yard line. That's where the Cards will start. First and 10 with a chance to tie this game. 4:36 remaining in quarter number three. You're on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. And again, we've seen a lot of energy from this Chi High student section, Alan, from the sideline, and they need a little bit of that right now. It's getting late.
Yeah, it's impressive at 10:20. Game still in the third quarter, and there's tons of enthusiasm by the student section.
Ball on the far hash, first and 10, Chai High from their own 22, trailing 14-7, 4:36 to play third quarter here at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Man in motion left to right. He'll give to the fullback straight ahead, and that will be a gain of about two up to the 24-yard line. It's tough to move this Hudson defensive front.
Pretty good
no
job.
Doubt that Drevis and Will McDonald have exchanged phone numbers by this point in the game.
Yeah, you said Drevis can definitely handle it as a power lifter that he is.
Second and 8 for their own 24 for Chai High. This will tick under 4 minutes to play. Mason Howard trying to turn the corner left side. Can he outrun the Hudson defender? Almost. An ankle tackle yanks him down as he crosses the 25 and will hit the turf heavily at about the 28. So a gain of 4 makes it third and manageable, but good pursuit on the play. I'd give credit there to number 53, Brady Miller, 6'1", 185-pound senior linebacker. And again, chasing down Mason Howard in space is not easy.
Yeah, he really made a nice play there to make a good angle, make a tackle.
Tester, Howard, and Drevis in the backfield. Third and 3 for Mason Von Hayden. Give to Howard. Howard off the left side, and he is hit right at the 30-yard line, 2 yards short of the stick. And Chai High will go 3 and out and have to punt.
Out to the 30-yard line. It'll
be well under 3 minutes.
Fourth down for the Cardinals.
Remaining, but still in the third quarter after Chai High punts this one away. Clary will punt for Chai High. Left-footed boot. He gets off a high but a little bit short kick. It's going to take a nice Chai High hop inside the 40. We'll keep rolling laterally down to about the 37-yard line as the defense is stiffening here late going in the third quarter with 2:43 to play. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Thanks for staying up late with us as we head into the holiday weekend. Two 2-0 teams in the Big Rivers trying to join River Falls. Last remaining unbeaten. Bussin going to keep it himself off the left side. Bussin runs into a wall at the 40-yard line after a gain of three.
Somebody definitely butted helmets with them on that one. They looked like a couple of Rams hitting each other there. Just stopped them cold. 3 yard
gain. Mason Minarski with the big stop for Chi High. 14-7 ball game. Hudson with the lead and possession. Ball at their 40-yard line. From the gun, with three men in the backfield, Jaeger in motion. The pitch to Jaeger, left side from Bussin, and Jaeger is taken down out of bounds, and Coach Cowell sprinting over there wanting a late hit flag. I don't think he's going to get one. He's campaigning heavily for it.
Jack Zweifelhofer had just checked into the game at right cornerback and comes up to make that play.
2:02, the clock stops, and we'll see where the ball is spotted back to the 41 and a half or so. So a third and long, third and a pretty long six.
Yeah, looking where that spot is, I don't know how he wasn't hit late out of bounds, because that hit occurred three further yards down the field. So if he had already stepped out, I think we got away with one there.
Twin receivers left and right, single setback. To the right of Bussin, the senior quarterback from the gun on third and six. Bussin roll out to his right. He bumps into his own man. Still flush out to his right. He'll flip one high. Bobble dropped shy of midfield. That would have been a first down, but not able to haul it in was Tyler Lessard, who already caught the pass earlier in the Chi High defense. Forces a punt.
Credit Mason Minarski on that one. The receiver bobbled the ball, and Mason Minarski just hammered him, not giving him a second opportunity.
So Dawson Goodman will stand about his own 22-yard line, looking for an opportunity for a return here. And again, Gannon Sawicki has just been prolific in his punting tonight. 1:55 on the clock. Sawicki will stand at his 27. So Chi High comes after this one. They will not. Sawicki, actually, someone almost got a hand on that. Sawicki's going to send a booming punt that will take quite a hop, and Dawson Goodman will have to pick it up across the 15-yard line, and he's spun down at the 20, but Goodman just had to snare that one like a shortstop, or it could have trickled all the way down inside the 10 or the 5.
And a dangerous play there, catching that ball full speed like a shortstop, like you said, could have easily trickled through an average player's hands, but maybe not the Dawson Goodman.
That's something where, as a punt returner, you've got to be aggressive and try to catch that ball in the air. But he did a good job to let it at least not roll, because that would have gone down to the 5-yard line likely.
And again, we're not sure how much pain Dawson Goodman is playing through, but again, just from what I've been able to ascertain, he desperately wants to be out there, and so they're going to tape it up as best they can with that ankle and go for it. Crisscross give for Chi High, pushing the pile up to about the 25-yard line on a play that looked like it wasn't going anywhere. That's a good hard run for the Cards. Trying to see who had that. I think that was
25, Jackson Boland.
So Boland with the carry. I was going to say it looked to be from Tester's position, but they have been rotating some backs in and out, as Boland now will rotate out to the sideline. Second and five on the good hard carry from the young sophomore. Second and five, ball spot in the middle of the field. Von Hayden roll out to his left. Again, he's pressured as per usual, and his pass just right through the arms of his intended receiver. He was looking for number 24.
That's 84.
84, rather, excuse me, and that was Gary Frederick, and Frederick not able to hold on to it. It almost was picked by Tyler Lessard, and we've called the name of that 6'3" sophomore multiple times offensively and defensively tonight. And he almost had a gift. Third and five, Chi High from their own 25. 59.2 remaining in the third quarter. Cards trail Hudson 14-7. Double wing, two tight ends. Von Hayden back to pass, and he is hit and just thrown down.
Might get a penalty there.
Will they call? The official was right there, and he's not going to call it.
He was body slammed head first to the ground.
Wow.
Again. Von Hayden is just getting beat up out there.
That was a tough play. The offensive tackle was blocking him out to the outside, and Von Hayden went that same way instead of ducking under.
Von Hayden still coming off the field. He really took a shot there, and like you mentioned, it certainly within the realm of possibility that could have been flagged for unnecessary roughness, but rough and tumble defensive front for Hudson. Thomas Clary will stand inside his own 5-yard line to punt this one. And
I think if they're waiting the clock out, that's a smart. Oh, they're not. I thought they were going to try to get the wind with it.
Clary, a line drive that's going to take a hop into the Hudson sideline right about midfield. So Clary, a strong kick there, but only 50 yards to go to try to make this a two-score game for the Hudson Raiders with just 5.3 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And it's a familiar beat that we've been drumming here, the Chi High defense needing to answer the call, rise to the occasion once again, trying to preserve this one score game, give their offense another shot at tying it up.
Now would be a good time to head into the fourth quarter as the ball sits exactly on the 50-yard line.
Bustin from the gun, presumably final play, off the right side to his halfback. Hit at midfield, but squirting through a couple defenders' hands down to the 45. And a gain of 5 on first down, and that will end quarter number 3. After 3 complete, we move to the final frame. Your score, Hudson 14, Chi High 7, back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports and CFHS Media on YouTube.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
My name is Becky Piper, and I'm the director of the Hub Homeless Services. Orange Impression has been really good about just checking in to see how we're doing, if we have any needs, if there's any updates that are needed on our site, just how they can help. They provided lunch for our volunteers that are out there working, and they're just very involved, which is nice because then when they're passionate about what's happening there too, that also carries over into how things are portrayed. Orange Impression has been a huge help for us at the Hub, and they could be a help for you as well. Check out EauClaireOrange.com.
The final frame begins here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Thank you for joining us. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham. 14-7 Hudson with a 2nd and 5. The keeper by the quarterback Bussin, and he's across the 40-yard line and a couple yards to spare on the first down tote for the senior 6'1", 175, Jake Bussin. Dawson Goodman on the stop for Chi High, but not before Hudson moves the chains. Bussin's been an effective, maybe not game-breaking, but effective ball carrier. Has not put the ball on the ground either for Coach Cowles and the Raiders. 1st and 10 from the 39. Bussin the give to his tailback right up the middle, down to the 36-yard line on a gain of 3 on first down.
Nice tackle by Mason Minarski.
Called Minarski's name multiple times tonight here on defense. Hudson will go a little bit tempo here. 2nd and 8 from the 37 of Chi High. Man in motion left to right. Low snap. Bussum's going to keep it himself, and he'll get busted right at the line of scrimmage at the 35-yard line. Maybe a gain of 2 just because of momentum. But a big collision there.
Was that Thomas Clary on the play? I couldn't see it.
Thomas Clary it was. He has had a heck of a game. Third and six, Hudson from the Chi High 35. Probably two downs to get this. Bussing back to pass. He's got a really clean pocket. Throws over the middle, man wide open at the 25-yard line. And just too much time for Bussing to just hang back there and find a man between the hashes. That'll move the sticks for the Hudson Raiders. But it will give us time to let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule. Amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Berry Global and Chippewa Falls, proud to support Chi High Athletics. Bussin's going to keep it himself. Dangerous pitch right side and spun to the turf, maybe slipping a little bit behind the line of scrimmage, was Justin Roby. We've seen Hudson turn the ball over on that option look, and that time a nice job by Roby corralling the pitch, but was not able to even get back to the line of scrimmage.
Looks
like a big 2-yard loss on the play.
So second and 13 for Hudson. Four wide, man in motion right to left out of the slot. Back to pass. Is Bussing, he's hit, he throws it over the middle. Dangerous catch. The inside the 20-yard line. It looked like it was just thrown up for grabs, but going up high for it. Nathan Michaels, first time we've called his name tonight, 6'1", 180, a senior. Again, right over the middle.
They're finding some success by running off the defensive backs with receivers and then sending one guy across the middle of the field right behind the linebackers.
This has been an impressive drive by Hudson, leading 14-7. 17-yard line, third and short for the Raiders. Give to the fullback, dancing in the backfield, pushing to the line of scrimmage and beyond it for a first down with a couple yards to spare.
Given the amount of time this drive is taking, this is going to be a key stop for the Cardinals to keep 7 points off the board if they want to have a very legitimate chance of being in this game.
That was Roby on the tote for Hudson. Clock at 8:46 and counting, 14-7, the Hudson Raiders. Single receivers left and right. Bussing, the senior quarterback, first and 10 from the 13 under center. With Roby in motion left to right, give to the fullback straight ahead. That's Cables. Cables squirts inside the 10-yard line and down to the 5 for a gain of close to 8. Andrew Cables, he was banged up a little bit earlier, so good to see him back out there. But 8-yard gains on first down are not what the Chi High defense is looking for.
Second down, ball at the 5.
Second and 2 from the 5. Hudson up 7, greedy for more. Man in motion left to right. The give again to Caples. He's right into the heart of that Chi High defensive front and will be stopped at the line of scrimmage. May fall forward for a yard, but third and short coming up.
Looks like Reed Post. We made the initial contact there in that play.
It'll be third and one. Twin receivers left and right. Bussing will operate from the gun, single back to his right. Now a man in motion. That's Roby left to right. Roby now will form a trips formation out to the right sideline, and they'll send him in motion again. Looking to the sideline now is the quarterback, Bussing. In motion, trying to get Chi High to show what they're doing. We've got to be close to a delay of game here.
Three,
as Bussing will now
two,
operate under center.
1 second left.
Bussing will give off the left side. That's Cables, and Cables hit right at the line of scrimmage. That doesn't look like it'll be enough. Alan, you probably have a better view.
That's a hit by Minarski.
Right on.
He is short.
So fourth and less than one for Hudson, leading 14-7.
With their field goal kicker, you would think that they would want to go up by 10 here.
That seems to be what they will elect to do. It'll be, what, about a 21-yarder?
Number 60, Jay Zwiefelhofer, with great penetration to make the play.
I mean, this is basically an extra point right now that would put them up 2 scores.
Jack Strong, who's just a junior, is the place kicker. The 21-yard field goal attempt, bad snap, but a good kick, and oh my goodness, no doubt about that. It's 17-7 with 6:18 to play. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal football on Wogo Radio and Cardinal TV.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
On the kick return for Chi High, the run back pass, the 20-yard line up to the 24, and 76 yards to go for Chi High to try to make this a one-score game again. A 21-yard field goal from junior Jack Strong extends this to a two-possession, 10-point lead for the Hudson Raiders, 17-7, as we are 10 seconds away from the halfway point, Dave, of quarter number four.
Injury timeout.
I was just watching out there. Eva Reuter out there on the kickoff return here. Nice hit on the block there.
Player down for Hudson is number 9, Reese Thompson. Again, just a reminder that the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 until 3. Job offers right there on the spot, and students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm Distribution Center to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount at any Fleet Farm store for you and your parents. Again, open interviews, walk-in interviews 10 to 3 at the Fleet Farm DC in Chippewa Falls on weekdays. Cardinals first and 10 from their own 24. Double wing, double tight for the senior Von Hayden. Give right up the middle. That's Drevis. Drevis taking a couple Raiders with him up to the 30-yard line. Gives him a ride for 6 yards, maybe 7 depending on the spot.
Really nice job by Graydon Thatcher and Jackson Gint to double team Will McDonald and have a good push.
And good to see Gint out there as he was a little banged up earlier in the game. Back out there leading the charge. Second and 4 after the gain of 6. Chi High ball in the near hash. Flip right side. That's Mason Howard with the catch from Mason Tester on the halfback pass. And Mason Howard went up high for that one and moves the chains. I don't remember the last time we've seen Chi High run a halfback pass.
Those are the plays we're going to need to make to keep this defense off balance.
First and 10, Chi High. Now from the 45-yard line, their side of the 50. Von Hayden under center, two wing backs and a fullback from the double wing. The give to the fullback, Drevis. And Drevis barrels ahead with Will McDonald on his back up to the 49-yard line. And now we've got a late flag. And I don't know if there's something extracurricular there as Drevis is staying down on hands and knees at the 49. Coach Rakovich will be trotting out there as well, and we'll see what this call is, if this was a dead ball foul. Officials will tell us in a moment as there's a conference right now with 5:24 to play in a 10-point game. And Drevis is going to hop back onto his feet and go off under his own power, but gingerly. He has been absolutely battling at the defensive line and from the fullback position. I don't know if we've been given an indication yet on that play. Now the official coming over. Dead ball personal foul against Hudson.
That's going to at least result in a first down this time, even though it's not automatic.
Get out of here. And Alan, I'm not sure if you saw what happened there, if that was something at the end of the play or down in the scrum, but either way, another mental lapse perhaps here by the Raiders defense is going to march Chi High a little bit closer with the clock stopped. First and 10, Chi High from the 36 of Hudson, trailing 17-7, clock will wind. Two tight ends, Von Hayden going to keep it himself. Oh, goodness. He is absolutely rolled deep in the backfield. Not fooled at all with Sam Dickman, the 6'3", 220-pound junior.
Another play that in the NFL would have been a penalty for sure as he put his entire weight on the shoulders of Von Hayden. Just landed on him with his full weight.
Looks like Jackson, I believe Jackson LeMay is out there in the backfield now for Chi High. Facing now a second and 18 from the Hudson 44, and clock really becoming an issue. 4.5 minutes and counting, trailing 17-7. An early movement by the Cards. Getting a little antsy as Aiden Tepperang quickly into the backfield again. Good to see, it is a false start against Chi High. Good to see Tepperang back out there as a talented young man. He was banged up earlier. And so from a football standpoint, good to see him back out there. If you're a Chi High fan, though, you'd probably rather not have him facing you on the defensive front. And he's probably the second best player on that Hudson defensive line. Chi High marching the wrong direction on a second and 23 now from the Hudson 49. Now from the gun, back to pass. Von Hayden goes left side. Oh, goodness, they were going for, I believe, a
That's a loose ball that might...
And they'll say it was down at the 39-yard line.
But they're saying a catch?
I think incomplete, and I'm not sure. And maybe, Alan, you could explain that better. Zeke Johnson, the senior receiver, had it, and I'm not sure if it was a hook and ladder by design or if Johnson just...
Absolutely. They were going to try a hook and ladder play, but he was losing his balance.
But I don't understand this spot because they're saying that he caught it, but it, from what I saw, he caught it low, and it looked like it touched the ground. So it was either incomplete or once he caught it, he intentionally threw it back to the other player.
Maybe the... I don't know if they're saying he caught it and the knee was down?
Yes, knee down.
Must be the call.
So at the 41-yard line now of Hudson, Von Hayden, crisscross, Mason Howard weaving through traffic right between the hashes. He'll push forward inside the 35. Now flags flying all over the place down to the 32, and things are getting chippy out there, and we'll see where this call goes.
This is going to be against Chippewa Falls, but that block to me looked like it was before the whistle. Just unfortunate the player went down right in front of the ref and he drew the flag.
So this is going to be a personal foul against Chi High, which will wipe out the gain by Mason Howard. Again, we'll wait for down and distance to catch up here, but it'll be marched off from the 32-yard line at the end of that run by Mason Howard.
Lady Hand, on the offense, 50-yard penalty, will be fourth down.
So now it'll be fourth and a mile for Chi High. No choice but to go for it, trailing 17-7. It was going to be a fourth and pretty manageable. And now... fourth and a long way to go. Ball will be spotted at the 46, fourth and 20 for Chi High. We'll have to go spread. Minarski in the slot to the right, trips to the left for Von Hayden. You know the rush is going to come quickly. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to go right side and no one there.
And that ball was about 15 yards short of a first down, even if there would have been someone there.
So 3:38 to play. Chi High looking for a quick defensive stop here. Trailing 17-7 to the Hudson Raiders, who are trying to join River Falls atop the Big Rivers Conference as unbeatens. Again, just the first night of conference play and a lot of games left to be played, and there's always surprises throughout the BRC schedule. But right now, the Wildcats and the Raiders trying to put themselves in the driver's seat as we begin conference play.
Nathan Drevis back on the field.
Aren't still hoping they'll have something to say about it here. We've had some thrillers with Hudson before. Bussin will keep it himself across the 45 up to the 48-yard line again. We've seen some tempo from the Raiders. Probably will not see that here. So remind you one more time to give yourself a cost of living increase with Berry Global. They've opened up night shift production operator positions, 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Hudson on a 2nd and 8 after the 2-yard tote by Bussin. Bussin going to give to his fullback right up the middle. Chopped down across midfield down to the 49 of Chai High. 3rd and long coming up. And continuing to bleed the clock are the Raiders. Chai High has won 4 in a row in this series, 4 of the last 5. Hudson won in 2017. 43-13. Chai High won 17-7 the following year. And then the last 3 games have been decided by a combined 13 points, including that thriller last year, 20-14 at Hudson, won by Chai High. The Raiders trying to return the favor on the Cardinals' home field. 2:22 and counting to go, 3rd and 6. Unquestionably a huge 3rd down here. Option pitch, right side. Turning the corner at the 50. Big collision at the 47-yard line. And a timeout taken as Roby dropped to the turf, and we'll see if Coach Cowles would risk going for it here. I wouldn't think so. Timeout taken by Chai High. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Chai High Football on WOGO Sports. 4th and 3 for Hudson at the Chai High 47-yard line. Cards just took a timeout. If Coach Cowles wants to roll the dice up 10, 17-7, and go for the 4th down conversion here, which it doesn't look like he's going to, so kind of a moot point. It probably could run out the clock, but again, as you were just saying, Dave, I mean, really.
It's a 0% chance of that. 10-point lead, the way your defense has been playing, Chai High's been struggling. Punt them down. If you can keep them inside the 30, you'll be happy, but they might be able to put them inside the 20.
With Sawicki, the punter, standing at his 38-yard line. Chai High will come after it heavily. Sawicki gets it away. Mason Howard will stay away from it. It takes a nice Hudson hop, then comes back Chai High's way, and will be down at the 25-yard line.
We're going to be pinned inside the 10, I have a feeling, because I think what we have is a block, an illegal block at about the 20-yard line. Unless that's another flag that they... Nope, they didn't pick that one up.
Both teams have had more penalties than they would like tonight. Especially Chai High has really hurt themselves here in the second half. And, I mean, I guess you could say the same if you're Coach Cowles and Hudson. A couple dead ball fouls, one of which kept a Chai High... Really the only Chai High scoring drive going. It is an illegal block on Chai High. Will be marked off from the 25-yard line to the 15. Minute 59 on the clock. Chai High trailing 17-7 here in their second home game of the season, Big Rivers Conference opener, and they need to score and score quickly.
Right, and I think Hudson's also factoring that in. They got to go 85 yards. They got to show what they can do in the passing
game. Von Hayden from the gun, escaping to his left. He's going to fire a dart left side that will skip off the turf at the 35-yard line in a crowd of white jerseys. Had a receiver maybe flash open for a moment, but that would have been a tough throw for the senior Von Hayden. So a minute 54 to play coming up. Our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. Commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Still a minute 54 of game action remaining. Von Hayden from the gun. They'll roll him out to his right. He'll go left side. Got a man across the 20. up to the 21. I think that might be Jackson LeMay. But that's 29. That is Jackson LeMay, excuse me. So that's 5'11", 155-pound sophomore running back, and a lot of excitement about his future here in this Chi High program. Gain of 9, third and 1. Clock has stopped at a minute 48. Four wide, twins left and right for Von Hayden, the senior. Von Hayden, immediate heavy pressure. Ball floats high up in the air. It'll be incomplete. Cards are trying to set up a screen, and that was blown up very quickly by the Raiders' front line. Coming up in our WOGO postgame, we'll talk live with head coach Chuck Rakovich with Allen down on the field. We'll get your Holly Bovee names you know stats recap. Look ahead to a Chi High Menominee meeting next week. Minute 43 left, fourth and one for Chi High. Heavy pressure. Ball floated left side, and it is intercepted at the 35-yard line. Second interception of the night for Hudson, taking it down the sideline to the 20. And that should just about do it here tonight with a minute 34 remaining in a 10-point game, 17-7. Both teams coming in at 2-0, but looks like the only one emerging with an unblemished record will be these Hudson Raiders.
Interception by number 10, Jeff.
Yeah, you don't really fault the quarterback there. You have to make a play, and you throw it in there, and nice job by the Hudson defense.
Again, this Hudson offense has some playmakers, but it could be argued that their two touchdowns both were inches away from being interceptions. It's really been this Hudson defense that, if this score holds, will have allowed 21 points over the first three games of the season, only allowing one touchdown each week. Just incredible. Led, of course, by Will McDonald. Looks like we may have a timeout on the field, and we will take a quick 30-second break. Be back in half a minute here on WOGO. 93 seconds to play, fourth quarter in Chippewa Falls.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Delsner. 1 minute, 33 seconds remaining.
Please reset the game clock to 1:34.
1:34, excuse me, as the official is calling for a reset of the game clock. Hudson with their senior quarterback Bussin under center. 10-point lead. Game going late into the night on this Friday before the holiday weekend. We give off the right side inside the 20-yard line for a gain of one. As Hudson will just slowly but surely move this game to its conclusion. Kappel's
Nathan Drevis
on the toad, and Drevis, who's just been battling on the interior, with another stop. And we have a stoppage as well. Another timeout taken, this one by Chi High. We will be back in 30 seconds once again. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Again, as we mentioned to you, coming up, the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Beer in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, the officials once again asking for a reset of the game clock. 17-7 Hudson. With 1:09 on the clock. And now they'll call it 1:13. Just got to keep things orderly here. Apples, Roby rather, in motion on the right side. He'll get the give on the sweep to the right and will push the pile actually inside the 15 and down close to the 10. Under 1 minute to go now. Coming up as well, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Just over 30 seconds to play. It's 3rd-and-1 officially for Hudson. And the Chi-Hi 11-yard line. Bussin will let the clock wind down as far as possible before taking this snap. 17-7 Hudson. They will shift at the line of scrimmage with 18 seconds to play, and Bussin will take a knee, and that should do it here from Chippewa Falls. The visiting Hudson Raiders proved to be a little bit too strong for Chi-Hi in the Big Rivers Conference opener. Your final here from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Hudson 17, Chi-Hi 7. We'll step out and be back after this in 3.5 minutes with a post-glass post-game show. Hope you'll join us for that as we look ahead to next week's tilt on the road at Menominee. Chi-Hi dropped by 10. Their record 2-1 now in the season. Hudson stays perfect at 3-0. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the
team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
We welcome you to the Post Glass Postgame Show here live from Duray Field on a Friday night before Labor Day weekend. The Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll go down on the field shortly with Alan Dunham and head coach Chuck Rakovich as Chi-High falls 17-7 to the Hudson Raiders. Card still 2-1 on this season. Again, this is just their first Big Rivers Conference game, and they get to take a shot at Menominee in that rivalry game on the road at Donnanona Williams Stadium. Next Friday night, we'll have it live for you here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. And before we talk to head coach Chuck Rakovich with Alan down on the field, Dave, I mean, I want to give a shout-out again to this student section. It is, past 11 o'clock at night here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's 11:05, and they've stayed, they've celebrated, the energy has been great, and now they're standing at the fence as per usual for high fives from their beloved cards. And just, again, very, very proud of the student section showing up, showing out here tonight.
Very excited for this game. Both teams coming in looking for a chance to possibly win the Big Rivers Championship this year, knowing that a lot of it's going to hinge on this game. And, you know, Chi-High's traditionally done well against Hudson. I think Chi-High likes going in as the underdog. We've certainly done well in situations where Hudson is 6-0 and we're a heavy underdog. Chi-High came into this game with some high hopes and just couldn't get anything going on offense. But, you know, give credit to the defense. This is one of the best defenses you're going to see in the Big Rivers Conference.
Absolutely. Again, Aiden Tepper-Eng and Will McDonald both probably say are Division I players. McDonald for sure. Slightly more subdued team. They played hard, and it's a late night and nothing to hang their heads about against a very strong opponent here tonight, as Alan Dunham, our sideline reporter, jogging to meet with head coach Chuck Rakovich on the field. We'll send it down to Alan.
Hey, Coach, you always do a great job honoring the veterans here and instilling that service to the students. Why is it so important to you to get your kids involved in supporting the community?
Well, when you think of what these guys have done for us, the veterans, this is a small token of appreciation, and it's the least that we can do to show our appreciation to those guys.
Yeah. You know, football's a lot more about wins and losses, and appreciate what you do for these kids and instilling leadership and looking out for the community. Anything you want to say about the game?
Well, it was a football game. It was a very good football game. You know, there are two good teams out there, and one got more breaks tonight than the other one did.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Coach. Take care.
Yep.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich. We always appreciate his graciousness with his time here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, and definitely one that stings a lot for Chi-High. Again, it's early in the season. Just when you play in such a tough conference, it's really hard for a team to feel like their hopes haven't been dashed, and yet there's still such a long way to go, and you really have no idea what's going to shake out in the weeks to come. There always seem to be some surprises from time to time, but again, it's you know, even you go back to, say, the Wisconsin Badgers last year in the Big Ten Conference. When you lose a conference opener, you feel like a lot of your goals have been kind of set to the back burner, and so that might be the feeling that we're getting here from Chi-High. Even though there's so many games left, you feel like there was something out there for the taking, and you just weren't quite able to get it done tonight.
Yeah, and I'd like to think that they're going to think that there's going to be some parity with the season here. So if they can run the table, you'd like to think that somebody's going to put a loss on Hudson, and they're going to wind up with at least a share of the conference title to shoot for. And that's what they got to think. And if not, you know, this is still a great team that could do some damage in the playoffs, and so your goal is to get to the playoffs. They got a long season ahead of them. They got to get their possibly three guaranteed to be in with four conference wins. there's going to be a lot of tough teams that aren't just going to give those wins away. So they still have a lot of goals ahead of them, just shooting for making the playoffs too.
And again, just absolutely nothing to hang your head about tonight. Adverse situations, as Coach Rakovich mentioned too. I mean, not even talking about this about hour and 40 minute weather delay, but there's two touchdowns for the Hudson Raiders that are just inches away from interceptions. One or both of those picks instead of touchdowns. Maybe it's a different game. You never know. But again, just what's leading the way for Coach Cowles right now is this incredible, incredible Raider defense. They've given up one touchdown in each of their three games against Marshfield, Stevens Point, and Chi High, all quality programs, giving up one touchdown apiece. I mean, you got to be able to score more than that to win at this level of high school football. And right now, the Hudson Raiders are just imposing their will defensively, and that's what makes them so great.
Yeah, you know, you hate to look back and try to bring it to a couple of plays and make excuses, perhaps, is what some people would say. But, you know, there was two big, huge plays from a defensive perspective where our guys not only were inches away, but in one case had the ball in their hands, and somehow it still winds up being a touchdown for the other team. But, you know, even having said that, you take 14 points off the board for Hudson. I'm not sure if Chi High at that point in the game was moving the ball very effectively and would have done anything different with it anyway. Chi High put together one good drive. I mean, to think that our defense would have to pitch a shutout for us to be able to win, that's just probably not going to happen against this Hudson offense. This is not a bad Hudson offense. It's just that they were coming up against a great Chi High defense.
We'll take one final three-minute break here in the post-class post-game show, and then we'll bring you the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, as well as your top plays of the second half. That's in 3 minutes as we finish up the post-class post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Chi High falls 17-7, now 2-1 on the season as the Hudson Raiders move to 3-0. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
My name is Becky Piper, and I'm the director of the Hub Homeless Services. Orange Impression has been really good about just checking in to see how we're doing, if we have any needs, if there's any updates that are needed on our site, just how they can help. They provided lunch for our volunteers that are out there working, and they're just very involved, which is nice, because then when they're passionate about what's happening there too, that also carries over into how things are portrayed. Orange Impression has been a huge help for us at the Hub, and they can be a help for you as well. Check out EauClaireOrange.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant, or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee Hi Chai department, right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chai High Football.
Final segment, the Post Glass Post Game Show here on WOGO Sports, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices, commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We thank Dan and Derek and the crew for bringing the Post Glass Post Game Show to us every single Friday night. Chi High falls 17-7. The first blemish on their record here in this young season, just a third of the way through it. 2-1 now on the year as they start the Big Rivers Conference slate. We'll have live coverage of Chi High at Don and Nona Williams Stadium from Menominee against the Mustangs, who started off the season uncharacteristically at 0-2. But you know that rivalry is always going to live up to billing, and that coming at 6:35 p.m. next Friday night right here on WOGO Sports. It's time now for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. In this weather-delayed game that has us here at quarter past 11, Dave, what jumps out to you from the stats? I mean, I think first and foremost, there aren't a ton of offensive stats, and that's not necessarily because of a lack of talent or execution on Chi High side as much as it is just a big tip of the cap to this Hudson defense.
Yeah, I'd say what sticks out at me is the play of Drevis, and I'll come back to that in a little bit. You got Mason Von Howard through six for 14, actually. I'm giving him credit for one of the halfback passes that was thrown for 74 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. Mason Howard led the team in rushing, 11 for 62. And Drevis was 10 for 40, and he did have the one touchdown for the Cardinals. Cardinals on the ground were 35 carries for 95 yards, so a little under 2.71 a carry. Mason Howard had just about all the receiving yards, five catches for 65 yards. Gaudette had the only remaining catch, one catch for 9 yards. Defensively, Hudson was 7 for 12 passing for 83 yards, one interception, two touchdowns. Running the ball, they were 39 for 141 for 3.6 yards per carry. I want to come back to that that interesting mix between Gaudet and Drevis. Certainly tonight was Drevis's night, and he really had kind of a come-out night here. And you had, I think Gaudet had that, I think either against D.C. Everest or against Holman, where he had a number of carries and just some consistent play out of the fullback. I'm really interested to see how this plays out throughout the year. You've got Drevis, a little smaller body, obviously a power lifter, a real compact body. You got Gaudet, outweighs him by about 30 pounds. And it's really interesting to see that those two different bodies can be used in different positions and really have success in different ways. I would expect, for example, that we're not going to be able to power the ball over Hudson's defensive line. You know, so somebody like Gaudet, the bigger back, who we're just going to be able to use to pound people, probably would not have had a ton of success tonight, whereas you put in Drevis, and all of a sudden he can slip into those smaller gaps and you know, not really, even though he's got the strength to overpower him, we're not really pushing him back. We're just kind of finding those gaps, and he did. And you know, it kind of reminds me of when I was in high school, we had Dan Post and Scott Charette, two completely different bodies back there. But, you know, they both worked in there. They both were effective and got their time and were used when they needed to be used. And so I'm really interested to see how this plays out. Tonight was Drevis's night, really had kind of a standout night. But I think the two of them are really going to pack a punch throughout this year.
Again, looking for this Chi High team, as it doesn't get easier week to week in the Big Rivers Conference. As again, people might say Menominee was a little down starting the season at 0-2. Don't have a score update from them here tonight, but you just know when the Mustangs and the Cards collide, especially when it's in Menominee, there are no easy games in the Big Rivers and no easy games against Menominee. And so, if you're Chi High, you just want to heal up again. You know, get your focus for practice in this coming week. But I mean, this was a tough physical game coming into it, a little banged up at some positions already, and so you want to focus probably on getting as healthy as you can before another what will be very physical matchup against Menominee next Friday night.
Yeah, if you're a Chi High team and you're a gambler going into Nona Williams Stadium, I'd have to say I don't really care what Menominee teams and what Chi High team comes. You're coming in an underdog. They are tough to play at Menominee, no matter how good you are. We certainly have a good team. Menominee, you'd like to think, is struggling this year, but the minute you think that, they're going to be all over you. So, you know, this is going to be another tough test. Menominee at Menominee, if Chi-High can pull that one off, we'll tell you a little bit about where they're going to shape up in conference.
It certainly would be a way of rebounding from, again, this loss that's tough to swallow against a very good Hudson team. Chi-High falling 17-7. We'll finish off the post-class post-game show with a couple highlights from the second half. They sounded like this on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Especially the way the passing game has been going. If Chi-High can get themselves in manageable third downs, especially with this mix now, getting some action out of Grievous.
Second and 13. Back to pass Von Hayden. He's going deep down the right sideline. Over the shoulder catch. That's Howard inside the 35 to the 30 and pushed down out of bounds at the 25-yard line. 30-plus yards on the pitch and catch from Mason Von Hayden to Mason Howard.
And that throw was just a bullet, just a perfect pass to the outside shoulder. Result is the ball's on the 23-yard line. So,
BarryGlobal.com/careers. 7:09 to go in just the third quarter. Chi-High trailing 14-0. They have a third and goal from inside the 1-yard line. Von Hayden, the quarterback. Mason Howard, Mason Tester. Wingbacks, fullback, Nathan Drevis. Third and goal. Wheeling and giving to Drevis. Drevis pushing into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Drevis deserved that one. 30 yards of offense on this drive. Hard fought from the fullback. Really came in there and gave a nice little punch for Chi-High.
And that was the lone touchdown of the night for Chi-High as they fall in a hard-fought game here that took us from a broadcast start time just after 6:30 to 20 past 11 here at night here on WOGO Radio, where we thank back at the home base in Halley, Ezra Van Dyke. Again, had to keep himself occupied during that lengthy about hour and 40, 45-minute weather delay. Thank you to Ezra for keeping things running smoothly back at WOGO. And always to my left, Chris Perry from Cardinal TV, keeping things running smoothly for the Chi-High Live video stream that many, many of you were enjoying here tonight as, again, some folks during that weather delay decided to just maybe head for home and watch the remainder of the game on what was like a mini TV broadcast. So appreciate the partnership with Chi-High's live video stream. Make sure to subscribe CFHS Media on YouTube. Thank you, Chris Perry, for the camera work here at Duray Field. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Duray in Chippewa Falls. We'll see you from Menominee next Friday night. Your final score, the Hudson Raiders 17, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7. This has been Chi-High Cardinals Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Cardinals football has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Barry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.